Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Mic cue.
My cue.
Thank you. Thank you. it's time to dance.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to work.
Mizrahi presents an African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand prize, open to all tag team fates for $1,000. Your Highness, tonight we want to see royalty, a history lesson in Egypt. Grand prize number two, Miss Universe, best gown presentation for $500. Mini grand number one, open to all, Team Realness for $250, Battle of the Dynasties. Mini grand number two, open to all, Tag Team Runway, $250, The Mummy. Grand prize number three, Butch Queen Bo Femme, Soft and Cunt versus Dramatics for $250, plus a $10 pop. That's the African Affair Ball, presented by Sierra Mizrahi. November 15th. Location, Hollywood JC, 2930 Hollywood Boulevard. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS at 9. Admission, $30 all night. VIP tables, $100. Your MC, Greg Lavin. Your DJ, King Jubilee. For more information, contact Sierra Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page. November 15th, An African Affair.
Dallas, Texas, get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex siren, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance bliss for $250. That's a who do you think you are ball. Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for female figure runway. $500 mini grands include open to all best dress, female figure face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seats 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Shelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable...
She won't make money off of my name, dog.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trail beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here to recap all the madness that has happened this weekend, honey, from state to state, baby. And it has been a mess, honey. Balls ending and, slight fights or something of that nature, baby. The children getting chopped and all types of things of that nature, honey. It's going to be a mess here tonight, honey. So, Baby girls, get your shit, Miss Thang. It's a lot of tea. A lot of stuff has came through my desk also, Miss Thang, about, you know, different things about children getting fucked by the mothers, sons, and all types of shit, baby. So tonight, it's going to be many days. Baby, it's going to be many things. Miss Laura Spears, Miss Thang, please, girl, please stop your motherfucking shit, honey, okay? Baby, stop your shit. Y'all girls are already starting your shit. Bitch, y'all are starting y'all shit already. I can't with y'all girls. We're also going to talk about that post that was in the official Boardroom Radio station, Miss Thang. I think it's about 160 comments on it, a post that Laura Spears put up today, honey, and the children were throwing health reads out there and all types of things of that madness. We're going to talk about that tonight also, Miss Thang, because I just think it's just ridiculous, Miss Thang, the way you girls want to sit and you want to motherfucking throw health reads and all types of things out there. I just think it's horrible. And I also heard while I was on vacation that my good girlfriend, Miss Laura Spears, you made an appearance on this radio station while I was away. So I'm waiting for you to grace my presence on the show. And I know that you're listening because you just didn't laugh out loud when I said what I said a few minutes ago. So I know that you're out there listening. You grace everybody else. So, when are you going to grace my presence on the show? We got people that's on the phone lines already on, that's just press one, or sometimes, you know, the switchboard just accidentally put people in the queue, so we're going to go and see what they want. 347-984, you're live on the air. 347-984, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller that I have is, hold on, let me see if this is working.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yo, get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my. You're so high, drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Rodney!
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling, honey, just seeing what these callers, we got a bunch of people that has pressed one already early, so I wanted to see what they was talking about before we get into the start recapping and stuff.
Okay, get the callers on.
215-758, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Okay, can you press one and take your hand down, love? Okay, hold on. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. You're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private
Hello?
Caller, you're live on the air. Okay. Hello? Private
hello.
Caller?
Hello?
Yes?
This is Mama Jones. What's going on, bitch?
Hi, Mama Jones.
Hey, Mama Jones. What's going on?
We're going to talk about the Naima and Mark situation.
Well, baby, since you brought it up, honey, let's go.
Miss Thang, how y'all read each other about health reads when y'all having with the same girls?
Oh, shit.
But I'll be here, girl.
Oh, okay, thank you. I got you. I can put you on hold, honey. Yes, that was just a lot. That was just a lot, all of these health reads and all types of things just going around. I was really gagging at that. That my inbox was really going off like crazy. Like, the girls is in the room and they carry it on and they doing all these shenanigans and stuff, and the girls is really throwing health reads and accusations out there at each other, Miss Thang. I'm really gagging. I'm really gagging. I was really gagging at all of that, Miss Say. How y'all gonna sit and y'all gonna read each other, Miss Say, and y'all in the same house? I was gagging at Naima and Mark today.
Oh, that night. I was gonna ask you which Naima and which Mark, but you just told me.
Yes, y'all in the same house, and y'all throwing health reads and all these accusations out there at each other, Mistake. It was horrible, Mistake. I was gagging that y'all went on for about 2.5 hours straight, honey. It was just a mess, Mistake. Maybe not email call in here because, let us know, her side of the story, honey. Oh, that late bitch. Oh. Naima said she tried it first, that late bitch. Oh, shit. Where is Michi? If you out there, Michi, from L.A., if you out there listening, please press 1. I need the recap from the ball, and I also need to know why did you get chopped. Oh, Michi is here. Hey, Michi!
Hey, Michi, what's going on?
I mean, can I get a song or something? I mean, chat.
Hey. What's going? No, we don't give the girls that got chopped this weekend songs.
Well, I mean, if it's out of pure shade or whatever you want to call it, I mean, it is what it is. But it was fun. But I will be getting my lick back, though. Trust and believe and know that.
And also, before we get into deep into the recap, I just got to give Tiffany, a little L's mistake. Girl, I'm glad you got that motherfucking head motherfucking done, because, baby, that picture you put up a couple of days ago, Tiff, girl, bitch, you look like who done it in motherfucking red, girl. I'm glad you got your bundles back up in your hair. Welcome to Weave, honey, okay? Because she look good now, honey, baby. But, yeah, Michi, give us the eat, Miss Thing. I need to know what happened, honey. I heard Divine was about to get attacked, and she was pissy drunk and all types of things. And, shit, what's the tea?
You know?
They said Divine was about to get attacked and everything. She was drunk. She was carrying on the panel and everything.
Okay, well, I mean, the ball in the hole, to me, first of all, I mean, it was a nice function. You know, a lot more could have turned out, but I guess that's what happens when you had a venue where you have to be 21 and over to get in.
Oh, yeah, they gagged. I heard they gagged at that. They gagged. They told them that 2 hours before the ball was supposed to start that the 21 and under couldn't get in.
They did. Not 2 hours before the ball started, and not only that, a lot of the girls still just don't believe in, carrying IDs or lose them or for whatever reason just seem to always not have them. And when you're at a venue like that to where they're not, it's a no-go with no type of ID, and you got to be 21, they're not letting you in. That security was not playing. It was a no-go.
Yeah, because I do be wondering why people still go to this day without identification. For whatever reason, they are on wanted or just, I don't know what it is, that people just don't have ID.
Right, and that's just a fool. But, I mean, the ball, let's start with, I want to start with, Female Figure Runway, to me, was one of the hottest categories of the night, even though it wasn't a lot of contenders. Kendall, Chanel, and Legendary Mother, Lovely, Revlon made the category really hot, and them bitches battled down. Big shout out to that. It was a close battle. It was really, really close, and they really walked their asses off. As far as realness, I don't know who chopped Pampers. Somebody chopped
Pampers. RJ Revlon.
And then I think a Chanel was chopped as well. I know he did chop the Chanel boy. So that kind of got things a little scuffed up a little bit there. And Divine didn't see the fact of the Chanel child getting chopped for the realness portion because they had to get the realness tens. They'd bring like a dead zombie or something other. So I guess, he didn't see it. It was a fact that he was chopping them for, not the realness. So that's what was going on with that.
I want to give a big shout out from the ball, Michi. I don't know if you can tell me if it's correct or not. Give a shout out to Bijan, new father.
Oh, yes.
Ebony. And also shout out to Ricky and Fee Chanel. I don't know if they have titles or not, but I just heard they all Chanel.
No,
so.
No, they didn't get any titles. I didn't hear any titles being called. They were just called out as Chanel's. And congratulations on the Chanel. It's got a merge.
It's got a merge.
It is. It's the Escadas. All the goods that were Escadas went to Chanel.
A merge is when you have both houses' names on it. That's the merge. Or
well, a joint,
new,
joining,
a
merge.
Identity. They were
okay.
They were
together.
Of their Escada
the
name
revision.
And they left or was
the regroup.
That's a different than a merge. That's not a merge.
Well, you know what I mean. Don't
we,
I,
no, I don't know what
you know
mean.
What
you're
mean.
An intelligent black man. That's not no fucking merge.
Well,
I'm a fucker. I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big shout out to all my listeners in Atlantic City. I want to give a big shout out to my listeners in Virginia. How you doing?
Hey,
Tanae. And a big shout out to And another category was Foot and Eye, Ms. Grand Prize, Ms. Rahi. I forget his name, the little short Ms. Rahi boy. But I really enjoy seeing him walk. Marlon, yes. I love seeing him hit that runway because he really brings it and, you know, just kind of just thinks outside the box a little with it. So I really like what he hits the floor. Yeah, I really like what he hits the floor.
Traveling everywhere, too.
Now let's talk about this Vogue Femme foolishness. They got the ball ended.
Give it to us, girl.
Now,
give it.
Let me back up to runway. Congratulations to everyone that walked runway. Envy, you walked your ass off. But you know. But congratulations to everyone that walked runway. Oh, and today for Grand Prize Day. Saint Laurent.
It's all
so
going in and out, Michi.
Is it going in and out?
Yes.
I'm fine. Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, Grand Prize to them. Now, for the Vogue film, or open all performance, rather, excuse me, they were supposed to bring it as Beetlejuice, bring it like Beetlejuice, but they did not say the movie. So people had different interpretations of Beetlejuice, which if you Google it, you'll see the actual Beetlejuice from the movie, and then you have other different characteristics of different interpretations of Beetlejuice, but they all still fall in line with the movie character of Beetlejuice. So Mashanti, ex-Chanel, now back Mizza, went to get, they had to get their tens first. Y'all tried it. But they had to get their tens first based on their effect before they can perform. So while Mashanti's up there, what's been told is the fact of Divine, I guess, told Dion Ferragamo to chop Mashanti because that's not Beetlejuice. And then Divine also chopped Mashanti.
Okay, Michi. I heard you gave your disclaimer or something at the beginning of that. And when you Google Beetlejuice yourself, did any variation of what he had on, did that come up? What he had on, did you see?
What they pulled up on the iPad and showed the judges, yeah, it did.
Okay, so did the
but I mean, it was a couple other. It was a, but it was a couple other Beetle. It was a couple other Beetlejuices that I was kind of like, huh. But I mean, it was a lot of huh all night. I mean, you said what?
Did those people get tens already?
Yeah, I mean, a couple people had already got their tens, mm-hmm. And then it was kind of like, but I'm sitting there going, okay, huh. I mean, it was a lot. It was a couple Beetlejuices that were questionable, kind of like, huh? Okay. I mean, it was kind of, you know, it was more than, you know, there's a couple people, it was another person chopped as well, but I mean, his was just all wrong, period. I mean, so, you know, it's kind of like, yeah. I mean, it was just a whole lot of the whole ball, if you ask me. You just be like,
hold on, Michi. Okay, to you girls that's in my inbox, Mistake, I'm not going to motherfucking read Miss Motherfucking Lovely Mistake just because y'all girls keep sending me these messages talking about why she look like a football player hanging up on that motherfucking pole with all that cotton in her ass, Mistake. Y'all girls calling here yourself. Go ahead, Michi.
You're not going to low-key read the message, though.
Oh, shit, I did. Oh, damn, I still read it. Oh, sorry. That's a...
Oh, my God. So, but, so they had to bring a different interpretation of Beetlejuice. So, Lashanti's, they were trying to charm Lashanti's based off of that. But from what I saw, to answer your question, Ronnie, picture that they went off of from Lashanti's look, Lashanti gave me Beetlejuice. I mean, she gave what her character was based off of the picture she chose from on the internet. So, you know, but again, the whole ball was a whole lot of, it was just a lot of, So.
Well, I don't know.
The whole night was just questionable. So then,
let me stop you there then. So how in one breath, when you started off, you say the ball overall was good, and then you keep saying, and make up your mind, sir.
Give us a good report,
because you're giving me, you know, playing sides right now, sir. We don't need that. We want the unadulterated truth from you. You're giving us the shit. Tell us the truth.
I mean, it was just a whole lot of. I mean, I don't want to express myself about too many things because then people think that I'm feeling some type of way based on whatever this, that, and third.
Yeah, we don't want you to give too much of an opinion because then the girls get there and you already feeling that type of way because you got chopped.
Well, actually, okay, well, let's back the fuck up on the chop. First of all, I didn't even come to the ball to walk. I will be honest and say that, no shade. Now, as we were sitting there and they were calling to count down a category and he came walking out, we all were sitting at the end of the runway. It was me, Milan, Marcus Mizza, the Marlin boy, and somebody. We all sitting there, and we're like, are you fucking serious? That is not Best Dress, and it was not done, and it was not complete. It wasn't tailored properly. It was too small. The boots was too old. I mean, come on. No shade. So I said, well, fuck this shit. I guess they let them through like that. Let me pump up through. The tears went across. Arnold sat there, he looked, and he just kind of turned his head to the side, down lightweight, and just kind of leaned over and was going, did the hand thing. And I was like, oh, wow, really? Really?
Okay. Now, for clarity, Michi, Arnold is your gay family, right?
Keep it cute, Marcus. I don't give a fuck. When they made that little sly-ass remark to Jack, they didn't motherfucking think about that, so I'm not going to motherfucking think about no gay family shit. Fuck that. You should have came and said something to motherfucking me if you had anything extra to motherfucking say, but I'm not going to go into that on here. I was so... but, you know, like I said, I'll get my lick back. Trust and believe. I'm now with a vengeance.
Be by the lick back.
This is bottom line. That's just that.
Oh, hold on, y'all. We got like four more callers. Shout out to those sexy lips. You know who. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
You're live on the air.
Oh yeah, I have a question for Michi. Misha, I was standing with someone, and you said that you wasn't prepared to walk, so I don't know why you walk. And you look fierce, and if you're going to cry about every time you get chopped, you might as well get out of Ebony and go to the House of Revlon. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
First of all,
thank you.
I didn't cry over a chop.
You cried, but
you
looked awful.
No, baby, baby.
Misha, you
nobody
look
cried
awful.
Over no motherfucking chop. Sweetie,
but
you look
Misha,
awful.
You
Who
looked
are
awful.
You? Who are you?
Listen, I was there when you said you were going to walk, and then when the category got called,
I don't
you
never
looking
look
at everybody else's wardrobe, but you look
awful
you
from the
man. Honey,
the whole thing should have been chopped, sweetie.
Listen, you should just, like,
the
leave the house of everything, go on over there with Tony and start crying about being disrespected and not winning.
The whole thing should have been chopped, sweetie, but thank you for your
encouragement. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you're not thankful for nothing. You look the man.
Enjoy your night. I'm very grateful, sweetie. You look awful. You look very awful. You look very awful.
You look awful.
You look awful.
Oh, my God. Is that all you have to say, Carla?
Kelly.
Yes, love.
Sanaya to put him out the house and let him go on over there with them Revlons crying and shit.
Oh, shit.
Boy, ain't nobody motherfucking crying. Boy, please.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I don't
you
cry
with 12
minutes, sweetie. Right now.
I don't cry with 12 minutes. You're calling in here crying, girl. Girl,
no,
you're calling in here crying, girl.
No, you were crying from the time the show started.
I'm giving my opinion. I'm giving my opinion,
sweetie.
I'm giving my opinion, bitch.
You look a hot mess in the cold winter.
Bye, sweetie.
No,
bye
to your chop.
Bye, bye, baby. Bye to you.
I bet you don't walk
whoever
my mom.
You are. Who are you? Who are you?
Your mama. Put me on hold.
No, your own mama, bitch.
Thank you. Oh, my God, baby. These girls is not having these girls. They having it tonight, honey. Baby, yes, honey. Baby, it's going down. But every time I take a caller, honey, I'm going to do a shout-out. You know who. How you doing? 510-898. Your live on the air. 510-898, you live on the air. And one more time, 510-898, you live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 248-636, you're live on the air. 248-636, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. I don't got time to be sitting here playing with you girls, Miss Thing, honey. If you out here, baby, and you at the ball in L.A., and you have an opinion, and you're not scared to voice your opinion, please feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come on here and definitely voice your opinion. The phone line is definitely open. I'm still waiting for the pioneer to call in here, Miss Thing. Okay, so, yes, let's get it. Can't get through, honey.
Revlon on being fired for Oakland.
Who?
Oh, congratulations to RJ Revlon, Father Oakland.
Amici, we had a question
what?
Earlier. Is there an award for LA and an award for the Bay Area?
As far as what, do they do it out here for the People's Choice or?
Well, no. Did you guys have a Bay City Awards Ball as well as an LA
no,
Awards Ball?
No, it's just the West Coast Awards Ball.
Okay.
It's not LA. It's not an LA one and an Oakland one. It's still just one.
Oh, okay.
But it will be in Oakland next year.
Oh, I know. That's right. That's cute, honey. I'm gagging, honey. Everybody got so much to say. Everybody has so much to say, baby. And, you know, I'll be over y'all girls in my inbox, honey. Hold on. We got another California number, 323-381. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. What's up? This is Arnold St. Laurent. Hey, Rodney. What's up?
Hey, Arnold.
How's everybody?
Finding yourself?
I'm good. I just have something quick. It's not going to be long. It's not going to be long, drawn out, and definitely not no back and forth. Yeah, Michi is my child, and when Michi came up to walk this category and I taught Michi asked me why, and I told Michi why, and Michi understood why and went off the runway. So for Michi to come on here with some conversation about what I did, about what somebody else did, Michi could have called me, being his gay father. So, Michi, you got my number, You call me if you want to talk
but
to
you
me
also
about why you
no,
got
actually,
tough.
I didn't.
Not,
actually,
I'm,
I have
I'm
nothing.
Talking, Michi.
Actually,
I'm talking.
No. You can call me because you should
have
called me when you
I didn't have to call
continue
you.
The conversation.
You
but
why
you still went
you?
Ahead and decided to sit back and make your extra
why
comment
would I call you
without
what?
Making a comment to me.
You
if you had something
you
extra
up,
to say in regards
to
me, you should have said it to
you
me.
To
no, we're not talking. We're talking about after
the
chop. We're talking about after the category after the chop was through. We're not.
So why would I
no, 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 actually, no, 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 no. First of all. First of all, if we're not
that's
talking about the, we're not talking about what we're asking for the chop. I'm talking about what I just said. If you were listening, since you were listening, I said what has made me upset was the fact of what you stated after the fact. It was
what
not what
I
would have been talking
to
you.
And
when I said it after the fact,
did I say
what you stated
to you after.
You didn't. That's why I'm upset.
So stop going off what you
didn't
say what
it
you think
to
think
me.
Somebody else said I said. You don't know.
You
don't know if I said
me.
Anything. So why would you go off what anybody else said?
You didn't state it to me because
that's
I,
like Rodney
trust.
Said a little earlier.
So they're going to tell me.
Man. Think then, and stop going off what you hear say that you hear somebody say.
But it's not a point of a hearsay. My thing is one thing is a point of somebody telling you something. Then it's a point of the person that is telling you what was said. So that's the whole thing. And like I said earlier, I said I was not going to talk about it on here.
And
yes, I will
to.
Talk to you,
you
about it,
you
but I will still give my opinion
about
the fact
about
the,
you came and talked about
but I will still give my opinion about the fact that the ball, and I had already admitted and
you
said that I did not come to the ball.
What were talking about. I don't know,
but if you
came,
but what
the,
regardless of the point of, in the event of my of me giving my opinion in regards to the ball, I also stated in my opinion that I did not come to the ball to walk. No shade. Yes, I did say that. I will sit there and tell on myself before I let somebody else sit there and try to tell on me or tell it the wrong way it's being told. So,
then
like
is,
I said,
your,
no,
what
I
is
did
your
not
problem,
come.
Then?
But
if you don't have a problem with getting chopped, what is your problem?
My issue is not the point of it being chopped. My issue is all the extra shit that comes behind the chop. It's not the point of when I went up to talk to you, I was like, oh, okay, and you had to did that, and I walked off. But it's the extra shit that said after the fact of to your girlfriends or whoever you consider to be your girlfriends that consider to want to give the same shit and tea to me. So I'm like, okay, well, why would you say some shit like that? And then on top of that, you already knew that I was feeling some type of way because you even sat there and you looked at me, and then I just went ahead and I walked off when we were still inside the ball. And you even looked like you wanted to come over there and talk to me, but you still never did. So, you know, it was just at that point in time, it was a mix of, okay, how my opinion of the ball also mixed in with personal feelings like I already stated when Marcus asked me the question at the beginning when he came on through the air. So, again, like I said, I'm not going to discuss my personal issue on the radio show because I can talk to you about that.
Most definitely. So you have my number. If you want to talk to me about the personal things, do so. Kelly, thanks. Very much.
Thank you, Otto, for definitely calling in, and congratulations on your move.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we have another caller. The next caller, I think this is Dexter. Dexter, is that you?
It sure is. Michi.
Yes.
How many callers you got?
Oh, man.
Like,
don't
what the
fucking
fuck?
Try me, Dexter. Dexter, don't come through this motherfucking phone. Try me tonight.
I thought
okay?
I was your only phone.
Where the fuck was what?
To him, but I'm like, what?
Dexter's coming on here. No, Kelly, Dexter's trying to cook it because Dexter already motherfucking know. And Dexter's trying to motherfucking cook it, and it's no motherfucking shade. And Dexter already
know.
Oh, Dexter, please come on here and start lying. But this is not about me. We're recapping the balls, okay? Okay, which ball were you at this weekend, Dexter? Or whose balls were you on this weekend, Dexter?
Oh!
I don't do daughter. Wow.
You want to make it hot? Let's light the match. Let's go. Let's take the table.
What's going on, Dexter?
What's up, Rodney?
Chilling.
Okay.
You coming this Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you Saturday.
No free promotion.
We didn't say we are nothing, girl. We just said, well, I see you Saturday.
What's on Saturday?
It could be
at BBQ's. Tell you something. Let me tell y'all one thing. What is this? This is November, December, January, February. Baby, for the next 2.5 months, When Marcus Coyle is here, oh, baby, y'all already know y'all going to hear that, Miss Say. He pays his services, Miss Say, okay? He will not let nobody get no free promotion for the next 2.5 months. So, girls, anybody that takes that y'all going to call in here, Marcus will be listening. He will press one and come right on. No free promotions, please.
It's a choice.
Hold on. So, Meechie, did you describe the venue?
Oh, now, the venue was really, no lie, the venue was...
Wait, before we get into that. Hold on. Before we get into that, y'all describing the venue, we got to go back, okay, and we got to recap last week, okay? In Baltimore, at Buns, Dexter, would you like to tell us why did you make that con, child?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really, Dexter?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do nothing.
Dexter! Really, Dexter? You don't want to tell us, Dexter?
I didn't do anything.
The footage was very blurry, so I couldn't put the footage up because it was blurry, but it was recorded.
Kelly?
Yes?
Got my text. That child is not a con. Please stop saying
that. Oh, okay, sorry. Well, Dexter, would you like to tell us why you make that child? What's it? Like, hold on. Let me go back to my inbox and say, what's his name, honey? Hold on. I got his name in my inbox. I think it's Rashada or something like that. Dexter?
That wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't you?
No.
Oh, well, child. Well, child, that child definitely got maced last week at Bonds, honey, at Trouble's Ball, honey. Somebody maced him. So go ahead. Y'all can finish talking about the venue. Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let's get this other California number. 510-314. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi. Who is this?
That's Rahi, Corey.
Hey, Corey. What's on?
Hey. I just
want
to talk about the ball a little bit. The ball was a nice ball. It had a nice venue. All the girls came out, and they knew houses and everything. Everybody walked. It was definitely hot, but then it was some triery on the panel.
Well, who was trying it?
I think that people were trying it on the panel, and I think that when you are a leader on the panel, you should lead by example. All the falling out and looking at girls' feet and hands and all that was just trying it, like being a leader up there.
They do that for realness, though, Corey. They do get feet and hands for realness. What category was it?
Wasn't that sex, Tyra? Femme Queen Realness was tried. They didn't even have a mezzo on the panel.
Divine, if you out there listening, Divine, please call in. You haven't been on the show in a long time, Miss Thang. Honey, I was worried about you, Miss Thang. I thought me and my Google squad thought that you was, on vacation like I was. We had to search you, but we found out that you wasn't. So can you call in here, Divine? I want to hear your opinion because they said you was doing a lot of drinking and a lot of chopping.
Okay. So cool.
If you want to chop a bitch, chop a bitch. Don't ask the next bitch to chop a bitch.
Hold on. Let me go ahead. Y'all talk. Let me look in my red phone and see if Devon's number's still the same, honey.
Let me ask you a question because we talk about that from time to time. When you had a ball, do you feel like it's an obligation for your house to always be on the panel at a ball?
I think last night or the night of the ball, I think that my house didn't need to be on the panel. We let that be known. We don't have to be on the panel to win. We don't need to be up there, but we should. I don't think that it should be somebody on the panel that is necessarily known but don't really walk, and then up there because they're a new house, but then they don't really have enough members even walk in. Like, what you up there for? And then you up there to try it. Like,
Right, that has been debate too. People coming to the ball, and you don't have nobody in the venue. You don't bring nobody with you. You don't bought no table. You don't have nobody walking. But sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. When you have people that want to have a bias, you know, unbiased judge up there that you know, but they are respected as such. Not somebody who's up there because their girlfriends are there and they can get that extra vote or they. Right. So that has come into play for conversation sometimes as well.
Right, but when you only have two members or three members walking, you're going to make sure that your members get through. And then after that, you're going to try it or you're going to link up with another bitch that really shouldn't be on the panel and try it with them or for them, which was done.
Right, right.
Did you ask why y'all didn't have any representation on the panel?
We didn't need it.
Well, I mean, I know, but, I mean, did y'all come to the ball late, or?
I mean, I came to the ball late, but it was other leaders in the house of Mizrahi that.
Right, there's so many, I mean, there's so many legends from Mizrahi.
I mean, I also think that the new generation on the West Coast, not just Mizrahi, all the houses on the West Coast have a new generation, and are mothers and fathers and leaders. And I think that they need to give a chance to be on the panel. Because the same old girls that don't even walk and don't even really have a house is not really doing anything no more, they're up there and they're really up there just trying it. You know what I mean? Like, I think they need to give the newer generation that has became leaders, I think they need to give them a chance.
Would you like to name the judges, the actual judges they had at the ball?
I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
Would you like to name all of the people that judged at the ball?
I can name the judges on the second half.
Okay.
If Esco shut the hell up in the fucking background, maybe we can hear you.
Esco, shut up.
Honey, happy, belated, not happy, belated, but happy return and all the things, honey. Party Monster the Mayor, yeah, I'm loud in this background because there's 25 misses over here and we turned the fuck up. Now what? Have a good night.
Is that father from Oakland over there?
That was Eskar. Yes, father is here.
Oh, he's there?
Hey, Kelly, welcome home, though. Welcome home, Kelly. I love you. This is B, though.
Hey, B, thank you. And tell that father if he don't return my motherfucking text messages, baby, I'm going to light him up. Well, go ahead. Finish, Corey.
I think the ball was overall cute. Like, the girls came to battle down. The girls came out in their new houses. They got their new positions and all that. Even all that, and they still came out and did whatever they had to do. The ball was overall, it was a nice ball. It was very successful. It wasn't no shade. It wasn't nothing. It was, the panel was trying it a little bit, and then they really tried the last category. With them trying the last category, let me say this. I think that when it's a category like Vogue Femme, Runway, Realness with a Twist, a hot category, I don't think that you should save that category to the last category and give a bitch the chance to try it and get off the panel and say, girl, well, it's the last category. I don't want to judge no more because I really tried it. So now I'm going to get up and I'm just going to leave. I think that's what happened.
Well, hold on, Corey. We got another California number that's on the phone line. 323-348. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Ronnie? This is Ricky.
What's going on, Ricky?
Hey, Ricky.
Congratulations on your new house and your move to Chanel.
Oh, thank you. I just have, like, two things to say, you know, out of all respect. I really, really did enjoy myself at the ball. It was a great venue. Me personally, the judges panel, it was a major ball, and only had five judges up there. To me, that was kind of tired where you have this 30-foot stage, and you got five judges, and you got, like, 12 houses on the West Coast. So it kind of that was kind of set up within itself, my personal opinion. And to clear the air, like, you know, I don't know if Divine's going to call him or not, but Divine didn't chop Malia. Everybody keeps saying Divine chopped her, and Divine didn't chop her. It was Deion that chopped her.
No, what they said was, let me give you what they said, Ricky. What they said was Divine tapped or spoke or hit or did whatever she did to Deion to chop Mashanti. That's what was said.
Okay, and my personal, like, no disrespect to Deion. I know he's a legend and one of the first fathers of the West Coast, but Can't nobody tap me to chop nobody else. So if somebody's on the judges panel that can be manipulated to chop somebody else, then they shouldn't be up there. That's my personal opinion. So, I mean, if that was the case, you know, Divine put a gun to his head, and if he chops them behind Divine, then, you know, that's something that should be taken up with him. Everybody keeps coming at Divine, like, Divine chops her because, and when they say that, they say because she's an ex-Chanel. Like, I just came into Chanel, so it don't have nothing to do with me with the whole Malia situation, but I don't think they're trying to make it like she was chopped because she was the ex-Chanel when we have both things that walked that was going to battle her, so it was not like chopping her out of triary, in my personal opinion. I wasn't up there. I was on the sideline, but Divine did not chop her. Like, Divine agreed with the thing because I think she had a long white wig on, and Beetlejuice don't have long hair like that, so that it was kind of descriptive to you. It was the Crow or Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God, wait for me back on. Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Corey.
Oh, okay. Well, baby, I never said that Divine chopped her. I never said that Divine tried it, but Divine did try it, being on the panel and being a legend and being a leader from the West Coast and being the caliber that everybody puts her up to. She did try it. She did. She didn't try Malia, but she was trying it on the panel. In general, being a leader and leading by example, she was trying it.
Okay.
Sure. Now, Malia. Now, wait. I'm not done. Malia didn't have long hair. She had a skull cap on because Beetlejuice is bald headed and had motherfucking hair coming out on the sides. That is what Beetlejuice gives. Every bitch after they tried Malia, every bitch that didn't have hair, that had brown hair, black hair, was bald headed, they let them bitches right on through. That's where I felt the triary came. I didn't give a fuck who chopped her or if Divine told her girlfriend to chop her. It doesn't even matter who chopped her. She shouldn't have been chopped because if you know Beetlejuice, maybe that Beetlejuice was in a generation that's a little older and maybe the girls didn't know what Beetlejuice gives because they were the older girls on the panel. But if you had put Ricky up there or you had put Fee up there or you had put one of the new leaders in the new generation up there, maybe they would have known what to look for.
No, that's true. I'm not saying that you said that she chopped, but I'm from yesterday, from the whole weekend, everybody keeps saying that Divine chopped Malia. Then when they say that, they always say ex-Chanel. Like, me personally, I know that she didn't chop her. Now, my whole thing is, I feel like everybody should have got through anyway, my personal opinion. I mean, you kind of caught the concept of it. But at the same time, like, when you say the leader and you feel like she was carrying up there, like, you know, by you being a legend, Corey, like, do you feel that it was okay for all the misses to come, like, storm the stage? Like, my, you know, Duke is my personal father. I love my dad down. But I feel like as one parent, like, you have you got George, you got Marcus, and you got Duke. All you guys are a leader in the house of Ms. Riley. So if one of your house members got chopped and y'all walked up to ask the judge, you know, why was my child chopped? I don't understand why it was, like, six misses up there asking the same question that only one of you guys should have been asking because I guess the club thought that it was getting real hostile. You know, ballroom fights now is on, you know, World Star and on YouTube and shit, so, you know, nobody wants their baby fucked up. So I kind of feel like because one person got chopped, if Gripper, you guys came up there, like, damn near storming her, y'all. Like, everybody walked up to Divine. Like, she was the one who did it. It wasn't even her. Even if Divine did chop her, why did it take, like, so many people up there to ask the same question when one of you guys kind of did it? So when you say leadership, it goes hand in hand because by all the misses walking up on the stage asking why it was Malia a chop, that kind of shut the ball down. They said no more. Everybody go home.
Can I speak? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't walk up there and say the Divine chopped anybody. When I walked up there and I asked why Malia was chopped, Divine was the first person to pucker her lip and speak. She was the first person to say, oh, she got chopped because of her hair. I said, okay. I didn't say nothing. I said, okay. So if I bring you a picture of Beetlejuice with the hair that she has on, will y'all let her through? They said, yes, bring me a picture. I went back. I bought a picture, and they said, okay, 10s. But then after they gave 10s, they chopped every bitch they wasn't even given for why they tried her. A bitch came out there with a bob on that was black and brown. Beetlejuice never gave that, but they gave that bitch. They gave that bitch 10.
But
at the same time, the rules aren't telling.
they started feeling like if you're gonna try her off top, if she gave you Beetlejuice, damn. I made sure that I walked runway. I made sure that she gave you Beetlejuice. I made sure. So if you're gonna try her and you say it's not Beetlejuice, you don't even know what the fuck you're looking for. But then you let all these raggedy bitches that don't even look like Beetlejuice through. That's when I said it's some triery. That's when I said, girl, you feel some type of way because she didn't come out of Chanel or she's not a Chanel. That's when I felt like that. I never said that.
Okay.
But that's when I felt some type of way.
No, my whole thing is when you say Devon's supposed to be a legend again, the leader, like, by you being a legend, by you being a legend too, like, do you feel like when all your house members came on the stage, you know, I kind of feel like you
I came on the stage. My house members didn't come on the stage. I came on the stage.
I know that you came with respect, but I just kind of feel like being a leader and a legend. You kind
are you talking about your personal father, Duke? Who are you talking about? Because the whole house of Ms. Mahi didn't come on the stage. I went on the stage, and then after me came Duke. I didn't even want to go up there. I wanted Duke to go up there. I didn't want to go up there because my delivery is not going to be what Duke or George and them give. My delivery is not going to be like that. My delivery is going to be straight the fuck up. Like, bitch, what the fuck you chop her for? Especially when she's giving you everything that it was calling for. That's
okay, well, we're not gonna stick here on this chop all night long, honey, okay? Because this chop is really getting overwhelming. Corey, can you put George on the phone?
He's right here. He doesn't want to get on the phone.
If I call your motherfucking phone one more motherfucking time, George, and you don't answer the phone, it's not going to be nothing motherfucking nice. Stop playing with me, fella, and answer your fucking phone.
He said he's not getting on the phone.
Okay, don't answer your motherfucking phone, George, and it's going to get real motherfucking ugly. You know what? Don't play with me, George. You're really playing with me, and you're pushing my motherfucking buttons. I know you seen me calling you. I seen that you seen my text message because you got an iPhone. I see you read my message. I see that you seen my message.
They want me to click the vinyl. I can click the vinyl, but you have to give her this number, and I can merge it. 510.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We got some other callers. Private callers, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, I just had a couple of questions. I was interested in the ballroom scene. So, where do I start?
You said what?
I was interested in becoming the ballroom scene, but I'm not sure where to start.
Hold on, Corey. I'm putting you on mute, Corey. When you ready to talk,
okay,
when you ready to talk,
ready.
When you ready to talk, Corey, just press one. Cause y'all got too much noise going on in your background. Now, what did you say, love?
I said I was interested in the ballroom scene, but I'm not sure where to start.
Oh, I don't. Rodney, the icon.
What piqued your interest from the beginning about the ballroom scene?
I just like doing runway. I feel, you know, really special and diva-ish. I think I could bring a lot to the table.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in the Bronx.
Oh, you live in New York? Well, New York is definitely an outlet for the balls. They have all type of events that you can go and view, as well as, you want to go get the live experience. They have practices on Monday nights. It's called Vogue Nights and different stuff like that. Then they have Rumble Balls.
And if you got me as a friend on Facebook, you can hit me up, and I can definitely direct you to my girlfriend. And my girlfriend Marcus in the House of Escada, they definitely scouted new members because they lost a lot of members in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. Have you ever heard of Versace House?
Say it again.
The Versace House. How was that?
Well, to be honest with you, non-existent. But
or you can always just call Kelly and she'll put you on. She'll put you in the house via Facebook if you have a $20 green dot.
Thank you so much, love. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Hold on. I got a couple more callers, and then I got two more callers, and then I'm going to go back to Corey, and then I'm going to also bring the legendary overall West Coast father, Duke Mizrahi, on the line. 818-669, you're live on the air. 818-669, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay, everybody, welcome to the show, the legendary overall father of the West Coast, Duke Mizrahi, you're live on the air.
All right, what's up, everybody?
What's up, dude? What's going on, boy?
Not much. Chilling. I don't know what was said. What's going on? What's up with it?
So we were just wondering why, I was at the ball, but we were just going about what your son was saying. He was like, with the venue itself, not wanting it to be messed up or not wanting to see a lot of violence or anything that they think might happen, whether it will or not. Why did, when Divine or Dion or whoever had chopped Mashanti, did... Mm-hmm. Like three or four Mizrahis have to go to the stage. Why couldn't just one leader come up and express it? And that's what people thought, it was a little bit too much aggression going on, and they shut the ball down for that category.
Oh, okay. Well, I get my input on it. The mother, Corey, did go up there about two or three times, and at that point I came to her and said, well, what the fuck going on? She said, and they're trying it. I said, well, what are they trying? They saying Beetlejuice don't have this. So they told me to go get a phone and do all that. I'm saying, who is saying all this? So then she tell me Divine. So I grabbed the phone as the overall and told her to stay back while I go up there. So I don't know who came behind me at that point, but I'm up there trying to show Divine a thing, and then like a whole crowd, you know what I'm saying, on the stage, it just got real crazy, stupid. Then the security come. Once the bouncer come on the stage and he touches me, it sent the whole ball to a whole nother level. And I explained to them, I'm a man, don't put your hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're not finna do this, you're not finna. I said, Divine's my motherfucking sister, for one. I have respect. I'm trying to defuse a fucking situation, but for y'all to put your hands on me, it's out of order. You know what I'm saying? You don't put your hands on me. And that's where it went from there, and they asked me to leave the venue, which I did. I said, which way do you want me to bounce? And I went out the back door the way they told me. I just said, don't put your fucking hands on me.
Right.
Okay. Hold on, Duke. Corey.
Or something with that. It wasn't totally that. It was me going up there because I was letting Corey handle it from the beginning. But after I seen that, Corey wasn't handling it, that's when I got the phone and I went up there to try to defuse it. And at that point, it was blown out of proportion already. And that's when, I guess the bouncers felt the need to put their hands on me.
So, and obviously saying that, Dion was the one that chopped, but when Corey came up to ask Dion, Divine was the one to speak. So in actuality,
that's what I'm finding out now at this point, and they're saying it ain't because of Mashanti left Chanel to go through all that, which I said I don't understand, and it wouldn't be all that over that. But for them to chop Mashanti or anybody to chop Mashanti from the West Coast is a goddamn fool, because
especially being a bitch from the West Coast.
Corey, you're live back on the air.
I don't care who house she's in.
I don't think that no bitch from the West Coast that bogs down should be shot. I don't care if Mashanti had green hair, red hair, purple hair. Her effect alone without the hair was Beetlejuice.
And she didn't have the hair and she wasn't Beetlejuice.
Was Beetlejuice. It was giving you Beetlejuice.
No S&T.
Well, I'm about to give Beetlejuice y'all motherfucking or your father over there, okay?
They didn't say Beetlejuice. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to defuse the situation. But at that point, it was blown out of proportion, and they felt the need to touch me. And once he touched me, it's a wrap.
Oh, I can't go in the house. You know, so I'm going to act up.
Ooh, okay. Well, I want to
definitely. I want to shout out to Marlon Mizrahi, Marcus Mizrahi, Jack, thank you for coming.
How the fuck are we going to be?
Okay, well, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. Corey, click over to y'all the line. Thank you. We got another caller, 818-699. You're live on the air. 819-69.
You messed that up. 818.
818. You said 819.
Yeah, she did.
I just knew it went right.
Shout out to legendary Stephanie Ebony for coming out to the West Coast Banks. And Father Banks Ebony for coming out to the West Coast Banks. We had a blast.
So
oh, Ron, you would enjoy the mansion party. It was free liquor all night.
Please go. Hold on, everybody. Please welcome
please
back. Everybody, hold on,
please
y'all. Please
go.
The show after a long hiatus. It's the legendary one herself, Divine International Chanel.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Divine?
Let's get this straight. I did not chop Mashanti. Dion chopped Mashanti.
Never said you did. Never said you did.
Let her finish. Let her talk. Let her talk.
Everybody, let me say my part because everybody got to say their part.
Put
so
everybody on mute, Kelly, so I can ask a question.
I was explaining that he did not like the hair, and it did not look like the hair in the picture that was brought up there. So Corey said, I'm gonna get another picture and show you that's the hair that he got blonde hair in the picture. I said, oh, that's fine. As soon as Corey brought the picture up, we said it's fine. Bring her back. She's not chopped.
Yeah.
Deanna took his chop back because I never chopped her. And so,
Divine, is your number still the same, Divine?
Yes, it is. You can call me now.
Oh, wait, hold on, because, let me, because Corey and them got a lot of background. Corey and them got a lot of background noise.
Put my phone on mute, and y'all can keep going. You don't got to hang up.
Oh, no, honey, I'm calling Divine directly because y'all got a lot of background noise, honey. Hold on. Divine, I'm calling you directly.
My phone is on mute.
Divine, are you there? Hold on. Divine, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Corey, when y'all ready to talk again, y'all press 1. Divine, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
What's up? Okay, so this is what happened. Mashanti comes up. I didn't even know it was Mashanti, to be honest, because everybody's in costume. I couldn't even recognize her, so I wasn't paying attention. And, yes, I was tipsy. Dion chopped her. He said that the hair did not match the picture that was sitting up there in front of us. So I looked at the picture. I said, oh, well, no, the hair don't match. But I was like, well, but it wasn't my chop, so I didn't chop. All I said was, well, no, the hair don't look like that hair, but I guess if that's what you want to do, if you want to pick apart and go for it, that's not my business. And then Corey came up, and everybody immediately approached me thinking that I chopped this girl because she used to be in my house, which is something that I don't do that shit, and people need to get over that. That's stupid because it can go both ways. Just as quick as I can chop, I got kids out there that can be chopped too, so I don't play those games. So when Corey said he's going to bring the photo up, he brought the photo up. I showed Dion. I said, well, Dion, in this picture, the hair is that color. Dion said, that's fine. Bring her back. When we said that, by the time we said that, we looked up. It's 9 people standing over us. So immediately, I feel some type of way, like, oh, hell no, like, stay rushing the stage. I got up and moved. Like, no, I ain't finna just stand here where everybody hollering and drunk and shit, and somebody just decide they're going to jump through the crowd and take a quick shot. I don't know, you know, how the girls were feeling. So I got the fuck out the way. And then that's when Duke was coming with the picture, and I'm like, Duke, they already discussed that. They brought her back. But everybody within the midst of all that hollering and shit, all that just became a big misunderstanding. Nobody was paying attention because had they been paying attention, they would have known that Dion chopped Mashanti and then Dion took the chop back when Corey brought the laptop up there. And everything would have been fine. But then it's just like I said, everybody rushed up the stage. It got really out of hand, and that was that. And I just don't understand why everybody was coming at me. I'm like, me, I'm the chopper. I kept saying, I'm the chopper. What are y'all at me for? So it just felt like, to me, it just felt like the girls was ready and reeling and rearing for me anyway, in some type of way, to be honest.
Rodney?
I mean, well, she summed it up then. She summed it up, because I was getting ready to ask her, when Corey and them came to the stage, how did she know that what Dion had chopped her for in the beginning, if they wasn't converted?
Because Dion was sitting next to me.
Right, you told me that you said that Dion was looking at the picture and said that picture that's on the stage didn't match the look, so that's why he stopped. So you knew that from him saying it, so I got you.
And I repeated it to Corey. When I told Corey, Corey said, why was she chopped? I said, he didn't like the hair and the picture don't match. And Corey thought, I don't know if Corey thought I was saying that. I didn't feel that, you know, like, well, I chopped her because the hair didn't match or whatever the case was. And then so Corey was like, I can go get a picture. I was like, that's fine. Go ahead. You know, show it to him. And when he brought the picture back, Deion took the shot back, and I thought we were going to go on, you know, with the process. But we looked up, and it was just like mayhem on the stage. It scared security. We're in a white area. You know, that immediately makes them feel some type of way. And then, of course, my brother Duke comes, and he's yelling. So this kid, he's big as fuck. You know, that scares the shit out of these white people. They don't like all that, and that and there went the function.
Right, right. Baby, it was a lot in L.A. this weekend, honey.
Yeah, but no, the ball was lovely. No shade. Everything, it was a good ball. Everything, you know, everybody was in, was looking good. It was, you know, that was the last category. Everything went well to that point. It was really no discrepancies. Only thing I particularly didn't care for it to be a major ball, they only had five judges. And that just felt, it didn't feel like that shit, like that's, you know, I'm used to seeing more judges up there because all that means is after three votes, it's over.
Right. So who were the facilitators for the Overness Ball this year?
Sean Milan Garcon and Greg Wilson. Which, you know, I mean, but that's, you know, you can't tell people how to run their function. We
correct,
gave our
correct.
Part, and that's just that. All I was willing to do was come, participate, and support them because they're good. They're good people. They throw a good ball, and, you know, it was cool. So I just tried to come do my part. So
yeah.
Right now, it was something said to, when somebody brought me up earlier on the show because I was getting calls like they were at me. There's something going on that I need to address while I'm on the line.
No, it was just a misunderstanding that some people were saying, well, you know, from the Facebook and from everybody else, they were saying you the one chopped them, or you had Dion, your girlfriend, to chop them, so you wouldn't seem like the bad girl of the stuff going on that was being said.
Not at all. Dion did that on his own.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's just so much going on tonight on the show. Hold on. Baby, because I'm about to like this Butch Queen in a minute, honey. But hold on, I'm about to bring somebody else up on the show, honey. Hold on, I'm calling this number. Hold on. Oh, no answer. I just tried to call you. Let's try again. We're gonna try again.
Fine. That was all. Oh, that was it.
No. Oh wait. Hold on.
$366.66 for having 63 people tested. Congratulations.
That, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all played the ball. It was 63 people tested.
Yeah, he got 63 people tested. That's a lot of people.
Oh, my God. Why is it it's doing shade over here right now? Let's say, this phone is giving me shade. I mean, This switchboard is giving me shade right now. It's not letting me call this lady. I need to get this lady on the line. I'm gagging right now. Fuck. Rodney, you got Marcus on your line. I need to get this lady on the phone.
Oh.
I need to get the Diamond Princess on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And then, you know, they was upset with me and Nadia.
Baby, I'm trying to get her on the line, but the switchboard is not calling her number.
Oh.
Chad, it's really trying it right now. Hold on,
yeah.
Honey. This is a mess. Honey, it's really doing shows right now.
Divine, what happened with the whole Fem Queen Realness? The whole...
Okay, now with the Fem Queen
Realness
thing...
I wasn't paying attention, so I missed that part.
The Fem Queen Realness thing, the two girls were I guess the problem came from. The two girls were definitely fishy, and there were two different types of girls. You had the thick body girl, and then you had the little small petite girl. And so, you know, generally people always want to just immediately vote for the petite girl, which I was not going to do. I said, let's break it down, you know, and do like we do in other states and other places. Let's rub the face. They both were fishy boots. We can't take that away. They both looked good. So
right. When
you have two girls that look good, what do you have to do? You got to break down and find the flaw or not find the flaw or see who sits over what. We had to put their hands up. We touched their face. We shook the ass. See, they were soft. Titties were soft. They both were soft. We put their hands up. Hands was cool, manicured. Then we put the feet up. And when we put the feet up, the one, the smaller girl had this little fishy, immaculate foot. I don't care. It don't matter. Your foot could be small as fuck and still look manly. So it don't matter about the size.
Right.
She just had pretty feet. And that's just the bottom line. And this Rahi girl had pretty feet, so fucking wet. The other girl's foot was, it was okay, but then when me and Nadia had our foot and we lifted our foot up, and me and Nadia, mind you, we tipsy, we looked at each other, and we
hold on,
and,
hold on,
you know,
hold on 1 minute. Hello, everybody. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the show. The Diamond Princess herself, Nadia Milan, is live on the air.
Hello, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Great.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
No, I don't think anybody is at us, because seriously, a ball is really nothing anybody should take that seriously. Seriously.
They should.
But
first
and foremost, I really would like to say congratulations to the organization Reach LA for throwing a tremendously awesome ball. And all the patrons that attended were definitely in the building. Competition was great from what I've seen from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, to me, categories that were hot at the ball were, runway was very, very nice. Let's see, female sex siren Lovely definitely turned her for that.
Yes, she did.
And what else was there? Vogue Femme, which is obviously a discrepancy, like, on the panel, which I'll get to that later on, because I think that's where it totally went left, and I think that it should have never even went that way. What was it? What are the categories that were...
Girl, you know what category, the one they want to put on the
No, it was really not even shade like that, because it's the female figure realness category. I don't think it was shade at all, because realistically, those categories you're supposed to look at, things like that, when it's kind of hard to decide who is realer than who, because there's different aspects of realness, what we consider ballroom realness, because everybody knows ballroom realness and realistic realness is totally different from, you know, everyday life. But, you know, you look at your hands and you look at the feet and you look at everything else, the characteristics, what we think a real woman should look like, because realistically we can't say what real women are supposed to look like, because everybody comes in different shapes and sizes. But I guess people were mad about how they thought me and Divine were trying the situation where realistically we weren't. I honestly go for... you know, somebody with a smaller hand or smaller feet or whatever. But it was just funny because, to me, Divine cracked me up on the panel. I don't think they liked the fact that we was laughing, because it was just a funny situation that it was inside things that me and Divine were joking about. But other than that, I think the person that won deserved to win, but it was a very hard decision to make because they were both real. Now, it should have been, there was no shade at all thrown to anybody. Now, when it came down to the Vogue Femme category, bottom line, and I told you this, Divine, I said, that's Beetlejuice. Regardless of the fact, when they first, any every person that came up there, to be honest, gave what the category called for. Every person that stood up in front of us, when you looked at it, I said, that's Beetlejuice. They didn't have to say what they were. They didn't have to say what character they were. I said, that's Beetlejuice, and that's the Crow. That one's Beetlejuice, and that's the Crow. Whether they had a wig on, whether they didn't have a wig on, it was their own rendition. I'm sorry if their hair was slipped to the left and it's supposed to be slipped to the right. Regardless of the fact, we don't, on the West Coast, period, we don't have a lot of participants that walk balls. And the ones that do want to walk are kind of afraid because they would get tried the way people got tried on the last event. Now, by saying that, I think that the West Coast really needs to get over this political thing that they have going on, which I don't think anybody does. Like, I just think that people think it. And I really don't know why anybody has gotten chopped like Mashanti, because that was Beetlejuice. Everyone that came up on the floor that walked Vogue Femme should have gotten through and definitely vote for their life. Because, honestly, that ball was a very hot ball until the end of the till the last category. I do want to give applause to everyone that walked and everyone that participated, including the leaders and including the people that changed houses, my brother, my sisters, everybody. They all looked amazing and did perfect. Other than that, I mean, I wish the ball would have ended successfully, but in my eyes, it still did because the venue was absolutely amazing and exquisite. Anything else I need to touch on?
Did you see the message when that was read for us today?
I'm sorry?
Did you get to see that message that we were tagged in today?
Well, I really don't even get on stuff like that. I hear it, I guess, but I don't necessarily get on stuff like that to even pay attention to it too much. But I really was tired today, so I really didn't get on any, like, you know, social media sites.
Okay.
But what happened during the message, or what was he tagged in?
I mean, we were attacked because they felt like we were being unprofessional for laughing as judges.
No, I don't think it's being unprofessional. I really don't think it was being unprofessional. I just think that we were just totally enjoying ourselves. If we had to be serious and stuck up, I don't think I would have had fun because I don't necessarily think that we need to act like that. It's really not that serious, you guys. To be honest, everyone really should not take a ball seriously like that to start a fight, to do anything like that, because it's extracurricular. I really, really need to drill it into people's heads. It's really extracurricular, and it really shouldn't be taken that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in fun. It's all in fun, and it should be a healthy sport, honestly.
I agree. I just feel that a lot of times people have this preconceived notion of us or of me, and then, you know, anything that we do is we're being heavily monitored and watched, and they're just waiting for something to occur where they can label it as whatever they feel is necessary. You know what I mean? Or, you know, like, oh, she's doing that to be shady. She's doing that to... Like I said, girl, we were laughing the whole night. I was up there loaded. We were having a good time.
Exactly, and it wasn't like anybody was totally belligerently drunk that was falling off seats or doing anything crazy.
No.
It was honestly laughing and having a great time. Nobody was acting irate or anything crazy. It wasn't nothing like that. But I will say, like, and I even told you that on the last category, that was Beetlejuice. Anybody else that decided to chop, because you didn't chop her. You did not chop Mashanti.
I did not.
You did not chop Mashanti. Now, as far as Dion chopping Mashanti, I looked and I said, that's Beetlejuice. Even before Corey went up and showed us the picture, and showed you and Dion the picture, because that was clearly, it was obviously, without of a doubt, Beetlejuice. No matter if you, I don't, even if the bitch didn't even have a wig on, you would have said that's Beetlejuice.
Right.
So
the thing was, I just reiterated
the thing that really bugs me about it is the fact that we know that we don't have hardly any people that walk on the West Coast like that. And if they are giving the category somewhat or of a little notion of it, why not let them go through? Because we need to actually have more participants for them to battle, because honestly, to be really frankly honest with you guys, and I know I don't have a big house, which I prefer not to, like, I like quality versus quantity, but, like, I just feel like it should be more participants battling each other, because it shows the ability for other people to show their talent, because so many people are scared to actually even walk out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many people that come up to you, Divine, that come up to me, and that come up to other leaders and mothers and fathers that actually want to join a house, but they're so scared or don't know how to, or worried about what the other people are going to think about them, or if they're not. time. And it should not even be like that. It should be based on their ability, of their talent, and what they can show for themselves. It should never be anything else like that. It should be worried about them being chopped or afraid to get chopped or what other people might think because they're joining this house or that house or whatever. Because realistically, we're all family.
I agree, and I know that I'm a stickler for a category at times, but if it's close, which all of the people up there was close enough for me, no, some of them didn't have people, but it was close enough for me, so that's why I was not chopping anybody,
because
I just wanted to see each other out. I wanted to see the battles. So I'm like,
exactly, because honestly, I was ready to throw extra money out there. You know me, I'm very good at throwing extra money out there for a category, just for them to get hype, because I need that in my life. When I go out there, this is pure entertainment for me. I want to get up out of my seat.
They were ready to give us a show, because everybody knows, yes, Mashanti is a voguing bitch. There's no doubt about that. And there were other girls up there that were voguing bitches as well. So it was going to be a nasty, nasty battle out there.
And I would have loved to see that. So now what we need to do on the West Coast is we need to get them out there. We need to know not to nitpick at different categories that's actually irrelevant and it shouldn't even matter. We should let them go and display their talents. Do you know what I'm saying? We shouldn't do that. And I'm not saying that you're doing it. I'm not saying that you did it at all.
No.
I'm just saying to like anybody else that is listening or that can spread the word in the West Coast, because we don't have a lot of people that actually ground
blatantly
wrong.
Okay.
Blatantly wrong, but when it's close, it's cool.
I want to definitely thank you ladies for definitely calling in here. It was definitely a pleasure to have Divine back on the show since she just bailed and never told me that she wasn't coming back on the show. It's a pleasure to have you, your first time on the show, Nadia, for definitely coming on and giving your opinion on the ball. Thank you definitely for calling in here.
Kelly,
yes.
Let me tell you what happened. I started prepping for a tournament, so on Monday night I was on the tennis court and I could not get to the phone in time. So that's what was actually going on, because I just did a tournament last week, and I've been prepping for like the last 2 months doing a tournament. You know, I just came back, was in the process of moving and doing all that jush. So I was kind of real, real busy. I am not abandoning the show. As soon as I get settled within my wits, which I'm just about done, I shall be back, and I will be ready. And it was nothing really going on this coast for me to even, you know, say anything about, and I was not traveling, so it really wasn't nothing else for me to say anything about on that behalf as well. So I felt like, you know, my absence wouldn't be so bad, because it's kind of quiet right now anyhow. But I will be back, trust.
So I got a whole lot of stuff has been coming through my desk all fucking day long. Oh, yes, Rodney?
Marcus wanted to say something to Nadia before she left.
Hold on. Nadia, are you still there?
I'm there.
Go ahead, Marcus.
I just have a question. We saw that you did the pageant on last night. Congratulations on your placement. Will you do another one?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Will you do another pageant?
Thank you so much.
Will you do another pageant?
Will I do another one? You know what? I like it. It was a thing on my bucket list to do that I've never done. And, you know, I like to participate as much as I can in, like, you know, the LGBT community as much as I could to, you know, set my foot out there and be, you know, have another stepping stone in it. But I liked it. I liked the experience. It was very cool. It was totally different from ballroom, which I liked. You know what? I would do another pageant. I honestly liked it. It was fun. I had the support of my best friend, my brother Dino, and, you know, my other best friend Clint, and, you know, my other mother Ariel. It was fun. I had a great time. I, you know, even met other beautiful transgender women. So it was great. I enjoyed myself.
Cool. But that was all. Kelly was being so rude.
Well, I wanted to hear you, Marcus. You being so soft spoken tonight, Mister. You not soft spoken when you try to snatch members to be in the House of Scarlet.
I got a play coming up.
Okay.
You know, honestly, guys, I'm going to have to let you guys go. It was a pleasure being on the show. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Rodney. Thank you, everybody else. Divine, I'll talk to you later. Mwah. Love you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nadia. Okay. Now, where was I going? Oh, I'm getting so many inboxes. Yes.
Is Divine
somebody? Yeah. Divine, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Divine is still there. I'm getting so many inboxes that's coming through my phone, baby. I mean, coming through my Facebook, just going ham, and they saying that Chris Revlon, the founder of the House of Revlon, is speaking out against everything that's going on with Tony and Letitia and all of that. They said, please ask Rodney, are y'all going to take Angel this time and make her overall mother? She's trying to get back in Prodigy again because Paris is trying to take her spot as overall mother Revlon.
Wow.
Rodney?
No comment about that. No, we're not in the process of dealing with anything like that. And as far as the Tony and Letitia incident, I spoke with them, and I told them to handle it in-house and leave Facebook alone and stuff like that. You know, I love both of them, and they're my family, outside of house family. That's my gay father, Letitia. That's my aunt. So I love them both, and I just told them to handle it.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this, but I got a lot of tea that's coming in that I got to get out, okay? And I got something important to do tomorrow. But we got Dion on the phone now. 818-669, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can, Dion. You're live on the air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me on your show for the first time. It's a great opportunity to actually voice what actually happened last night. Pretty much everything that Divine said was pretty true, except for the fact that initially when the Beetlejuice line came up, we let everybody going through. When he came up, first of all, most of the kids right now, I don't even know who they are and what houses are they from. So number one, I don't have any reason to be shady or to just shop just for, you know, for shade's sake, shop for just a shopping sake. I don't get that. I've never given that. That's never been my MO. When he came up initially, the line said first, that's not Beetlejuice. That's what Divine said to me first. And then I said to Divine, well, stop it. Divine said, I don't know. And then Divine said to me the other picture, and Divine said it out loud. She said the other picture was Beetlejuice. And everybody started saying with that, well, there's more than one Beetlejuice look. And then Corey came up. Corey said, why y'all shopping her? I said, then that's when I took over and I said, well, that's not Beetlejuice. And when they presented the picture, I said, bring it back. Everything Divine said up to that point, after that point, was the truth, except for the fact that she initiated the shop. I just did it. That's the honest to God truth. Divine told me that she said to me she planted the seed, and I was like, well, you're kind of right. That last picture was Beetlejuice, and so I chopped it. So are they trying to throw me under the bus? It's not going to fly tonight. That's not going to work.
Divine said
that was not Beetlejuice. You said it first. I just executed the job. Okay, and then
okay, but you chopped out of chop after that out of Beetlejuice on that picture, because the picture, and it was not. The picture that they brought us, that first picture of Beetlejuice had white hair, the picture that Corey brought, the Beetlejuice had blonde hair.
Exactly, and that's why I agreed. And that's why I agreed.
And I agreed
and that's why
with
why I
did, and I agreed with you. I didn't know that was not the picture.
Okay, right, exactly. But you initially wanted to chop and just didn't want to chop it.
I didn't say chop it.
I just said that is Beetlejuice
on that picture. I didn't say chop.
Divine, you told me to chop it. I chopped it because I agreed, but initially you said it. You just
threw it in the
chopping.
I said it to you. We're talking on the panel. How many times people look on the judges panel and they say things to each other? That's nothing. Okay.
Like I said, and like Nadia said, I agree to a certain extent about the kids should be let through to a certain extent. But I don't care if you're in Los Angeles. I don't care if you're on the fucking moon. You need to bring the category exactly the way the category is called for. Bottom line. Okay.
John, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
If said Beetlejuice, what's the significant thing? What makes Beetlejuice memorable? Like, because when I think Beetlejuice, I would think the black and white striped suit. Like, to me, if I saw
that,
I didn't care what anything else somebody had on.
You're right. But what ends up happening is a lot of times people don't execute the category exactly the way the category is called for and try to slide through with certain things. And at that point, that's what it kind of felt like to me, that people weren't actually really doing their research like you should. I mean, all that letting people go through the ballroom, that's not fly. That's not hot. You know, and so just looking at Beetlejuice, and it was my, you know, I should have, you know, asked for what they, you know, referenced when they got the category together, or just should have not chopped it to begin with. But, you know, the chopper was what it was at that moment. But after that, you know, once they showed me the picture that they referenced and put the effect together, it wasn't a problem. It really was not a problem after that. Nobody else, when Corey came up and Corey handled it and showed us the pictures, then it should have stopped the way it stopped, with where it was at.
Right.
All of that extra coming up on the platform and all of that to the panel was really unnecessary. I don't have a problem with hiding behind. Nobody's not chopped somebody. I don't have, because first of all, like I said, when I chop somebody, I'm basing my chop off of what the category calls for. I don't have to, ulterior motive. I don't have to hide behind nobody else when I chop somebody. And so I really felt like that wasn't the Beetlejuice effect at that point, especially after Devon mentioned it, because there's a whole lot of shit I let go. And we all need to fix that in the wrong respect, from Los Angeles to New York City. But at that moment, it was an issue for me with the hair, because I agreed with Devon that wasn't the correct Beetlejuice hair. Devon sat next to me and made one of all the points why it should have got shot. She said that hair is blonde, not white, and, you know, all of that. And I agreed, and I just chopped it because we were wasting a lot of time on it. But the initial chop, the seed was planted from Devon. Devon is my daughter. I love her to death. But you're not going to throw me under the bus and try to make the girls think that
Dion, my question is, were you going to originally chop Mashanti, or were you going to give your 10th and then divine whatever she said?
I was going to let her have her 10th. I was going to let her have the 10th. Because like I said,
baby,
just like Nadia said, I agreed to what Nadia said to a certain degree. And, you know, just at that moment, Divine kept pressing the issue next to me, and so I said, okay, what's happened? And she said, no, were you? I said, so I just shocked it. But initially, I wasn't. I really wasn't going to shock it.
You felt like you were going to know.
Say that again?
Are you suggesting that Divine pushed you to chop her?
I wouldn't necessarily say she pushed me to chop it. I would say she gently suggested that I chop it.
She slightly persuaded you a little bit.
Say that again?
Because when she initially said
that the hair wasn't white. The hair wasn't a white, it's blonde on that the child had on. She said the hair was blonde, not white. She additionally, after that, said that last child was Beetlejuice. That was Beetlejuice on that picture. That was the reason why they brought up the picture. Because Devon said that the picture of the child that brought Beetlejuice before that thought it acted exactly like the photo.
So, Mr. Dale, I'm trying to understand. You were going to give 10s, but then Devon made her comment, and it persuaded you enough to change your 10s to actually being the first person to chop?
Because I mean,
yes.
Like, if I was sitting there
yes.
and
yes.
Divine said it, I was
yes.
waiting for Divine
that's
to
what happened.
First,
that's
and then
essentially, that's essentially what happened. Because
oh,
she made me, look
you,
more into it and be more, and scrutinize it a little bit more. And then I agreed. And I said, well, that's not the, that's not the hair. That's not the hair. That bruise is not.
Right. Well, all I said was that's not the hair. I wasn't going to chop it. I was like, well, that's not the hair that's on the picture is what I said. That's not the hair. And it was not
right.
the hair that was on the picture. The hair in the picture was white. The hair that she had on was blonde. That's all I said. That's not the same hair that's on that picture.
You should run for Congress or something.
Shit, huh?
Anthony Rhodes.
Well, you know, Anthony, I'm the Supreme. Welcome to the Congress.
I'm just saying. You know,
well, I definitely do want to thank y'all. I definitely do want to thank y'all for definitely calling in and giving y'all opinions on that. I'm just so drained with L.A. Like, I was at the ball, honey, okay, bitch. And I need to start reading some girls, honey, and spilling some tea, honey, okay? So I definitely do want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. So thank you, DR, for calling in.
Goodbye.
If
you need me, call me back, Kelly. I'm going to
okay.
dinner.
Okay.
All
right. I got so many messages that's coming through my inbox. My inbox has been just going off, honey. It's just so much. They want to know, ask Rodney, why did he order T-strings from Letitia? They said, can you please let the girls know that Milan has 6 views on his video now? So Lovely is the new overall West Coast mother of the House of Revlon. It's just so much that's going on. Lenny, baby, hold on. I'm trying to get my fucking shit in order over here, honey. So, Rodney, you order T-strings from Letitia?
No, Kelly.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. We have another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. Okay. I got some other tea that came through my desk. Somebody sent it to me, bitch. And it's about Dee Dee Revlon, Miss Rahi from Philadelphia. Miss Thang, it's about her, hold on, my inbox is going off, hold on. It's about her, her trade husband that she had for 4 years. She went out and went to the store or something, honey, and when she came back from the store, her butch queen, gay son, that's a porn star with 12 inches, Miss Thang, was fucking her husband in the ass, Miss Thang. Ain't that gags, girls? Why? Why y'all? Wait, Malar's supposed to have a recorded deal with a low budget video. These girls and these messages that's coming in my inbox with that girl, bitch, it's a mess, honey.
Greg Lavin call in, Kelly.
You said who?
Greg Lavin. He could talk about him how he got snubbed this weekend. He was
supposed where's Greg at? Because they kicked him to the curb this weekend, Mistake, and he missed out on another gig, and he could have had coins, Mistake, and they kicked him to the curb. Greg, where you at, Mistake? Call in, honey. Yes, honey. That story was a mess, honey, and they gave the man she was going to beat the tray and the gay son, Mistake, and the tray left with the butch queen gay son, honey, and left her, Mistake, gagging. I guess the butch queen's son had more cock, honey. What else is on my list that I need to be talking? Baby, let me see. I got a whole list of things over here. It's just a mess. Oh, to this man, Mistake, I don't know this nigga. I just don't understand why my nigga is always at my door, Mistake. My nigga, Miss Manice, Mistake, why are you always at my door, my nigga? This boy is always at my door posting pictures. I don't know why Miss Manice is on my BGC page, Mistake Girl. Like, I don't understand why you on my page, baby. For what reason that you're on my page, bitch? That picture that you got, that you posted in your little tacky-ass group that you got, girl, that picture has been profile picture on my Facebook page and everything, bitch. Like, you're sitting here, Miss Thing. I was at a toy party, and I took the picture, and it was posted on my Facebook page. It's posted everywhere. So you're going to take the picture, and you're going to put it in the group, and then your little tacky, naughty girlfriends that's in your group want to sit there and read, Miss Thing, girl. I'll read all of y'all, you and all of those bricks, Miss Thing. Please don't make me post up your video of you getting your dick sucked again, Miss Janice, Miss Thing, because that was a toy that I had in my mouth. I will post you getting your dicks up and all your new pictures all over the place once again. Don't send for me, fella. Okay? Hold on. I got a lot of shit coming through my desk. Oh, my God. Mistake, I'm gagging. Ooh, child. I just got this picture that came through. Somebody just sent me what the fuck is that for? How do you pronounce his name from L.A.? Garcon? Hello? Yeah, somebody just inboxed me his pictures, Miss Thing. I'm gagging. I guess y'all want me to open my ballroom smuts again, Miss Thing. She's still out there, Miss Thing.
What kind of pictures?
You said what, Michi?
Who are they pictures of?
Ivani.
Ivani, Father Garcon. Ernie.
Of what?
Baby, his ass is me, Miss Thing. And you know it's him, Miss Thing, because he got tattoos that's distinctive that you would know. Ernie. Oh, wait, hold on, I gotta send this picture over to somebody else, somebody, and they could definitely confirm this picture for me, because they used to, you know, hold on, welcome to the show, it's Milan Christopher, how you doing, Milan?
Yeah, hi. What's going on?
What's going on?
I just got a phone call from some of your, your house members from out here, and they wanted me to get on the phone because they said my name was being brought up. So what's going on?
They must have called you real quick. We just said that like a second ago.
Oh, yeah, they're on the phone. Obviously, you know.
Yeah, we just said that like a second ago. Somebody hit my inbox and they said give you a round of applause because you got 6 views on your video. I never seen your video, so I don't know. But that's what somebody said. It hit me up with my inbox. Hello? Hello?
I think he's gone, Kelly.
No, they still live. The phone messed up.
Hello? No.
Yes.
I'm still here. Hello?
Yeah.
My bad. No, so I just wanted to know what was going on. What are the questions, comments, and concerns? Like, I keep hearing different things. I would love to, like, clarify some things. What's up?
I don't know. The girls hit me up in my inbox and said to congratulate you because you got 6 views on your videos. I never seen any of your videos or any of that, so I wouldn't know anything about that. But they said give you a round of applause. And then somebody also hit me up and said, oh, what, Milan is supposed to have a record deal with a low-budget video. I never seen any of your videos or anything, so I don't know.
Well, first of all, my video doesn't have 6 views. My video has 80,000 views. And my video was just put out on Monday, and it has 80,000 views. It's been a week. If you know anything about the music industry or the Vevo channel, you get 2 channels. You get a YouTube Vevo channel, and you also get a Vevo.com channel. And what happens is I don't really know why the Vevo channel is not being updated, but the Vevo YouTube channel is updated with 80,000 views. The actual Vevo channel doesn't even say 6 views. It still says 0 views. It doesn't even say 6 views. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't have a record deal, so I don't know who told you I had a record deal because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I'm managed by Comic Music. I don't have a record deal. So I don't even, you know, my video is not low budget. My video costs almost $20,000 to make. So, I mean, I was just on TMZ. I'm opening up for a big-time fucking talk show next week in New York City, so I'll be in New York. So I think people should just kind of stick to what they know and keep doing the things that they think they know what they're talking about or think they're doing and just let them live their lives. Like, why are you so concerned about what I'm doing, you know? I don't get it.
Well, I don't know. I'm only reading y'all hear my inbox when it pops up here. I'm only reading the messages that pops up in my inboxes that the girls are saying. I'm only reading what they're saying. And I'm getting a lot of, you know, once you come on, you know, it's a lot of popping up going on over here and stuff.
But you already know, see, the thing about ballroom and the thing about people that, you know, in our community as far as the ballroom is concerned, they just are so unhappy with themselves that it's like when they see somebody doing something that is actually a positive reflection of them, they kind of get envious within themselves because they're not doing it. And maybe they think they can do it better. Maybe they think it's not that great. But the fact of the matter is it's being done and I'm doing it. So it's kind of like, don't be mad. Like, step your cookies up, get your shit together, do what you need to do. But you constantly keep coming for somebody that you cannot come for. Like, bitch, the girls cannot come for me at all. Like, not in the way I live, not in the way I carry myself, and not any of the things that I'm doing in a mainstream community. So it's like, get your shit together. Stop trying to come because it's not that. This is a losing battle for you girls. Like, it's
hey,
like,
somebody said they watch TMZ and they watch TMZ live and they never seen you on there 1 second. That was one thing that came through my inbox. Then I have another one that came through my.
Whatever somebody says, that's bullshit. You know, people, everybody on my Facebook page, everybody, all of my friends, everybody, all of my fans, even TMZ has tweeted me and talked about, we went back and forth on Twitter. So to go into what somebody else is saying because they obviously didn't watch it, I really don't give two shits because they're just being messy. And that's just what messy girls do. Like, the fact of the matter is I was on TMZ. Everybody saw me on TMZ. All of the people that matters, it was on their website, and not only their website, live on Fox in 18 different markets. So it's kind of like 5.1 million views. My Twitter followers went from 100,000 or 200,000 to like 340,000 in less than an hour. So my views on my YouTube channel, on my actual video, when I posted it up, only had like 70 to 100 views. After my TMZ interview, it went up to 80,000. So I don't, you know, to sit back and go back and forth with people again about something they don't know what they're talking about, they're just being messy. It's kind of like, why? You know what I'm saying? The only reason why I'm on this phone line is because I do have respect. You know, me and you kind of, we got respect for each other. Like, I actually live, you know what I'm saying? And other people out here, you know, they talk about you. We have a, like, mutual thing going on. So I kind of just get sick and tired of just all the bullshit and all the drama. That's why I left that group. It's kind of like you just can't be happy for anybody. You can't say anything positive about anything. It's always being constantly reminded of, you know, your past or the things that you have done that make your future, you know?
I can't with these girls and these messages. Another message came over and they said, when are you going to match Jasmine Coin? And then they also said, your hole has 80,000 views. These girls.
I mean, my actual hole probably does have 80,000 views because it's my hole or my ass pictures and all of those things, they're tumbled around the whole entire internet. So, I mean, because I have a beautiful body, so of course they probably have more than 80,000 views. When do I have to match Jasmine's coins? This is not a competition. Jasmine does her thing. I do my thing. I'm not matching nobody.
No, they're talking about when you came on the show when I was in jail and you said you would match Jasmine coin. Jasmine sent her coin to my cousin for the bail. They said, when are you going to match Jasmine coin like you said on the radio show?
That's not what happened. It was not anything that happened on the radio show where Jasmine said she was going to give you a certain amount of money and I was going to match it. We were trying. She said she was going to do something. Certain things were. I don't really know the logistics, and I don't want to put the wrong information out that I was told because I'm not involved in, you know, whatever happened when you were incarcerated. But certain things didn't actually take place like they were supposed to happen. So that's why there was no coins match. You're out of jail. I'm happy for you. So, I mean,
you can't hold a good bitch down. Y'all girls in these messages, mistake. I'm not with y'all in all these messages, mistake. Y'all girls are really doing it with these motherfucking messages, mistake.
I'm the closest thing that they have to a celebrity that they can actually communicate with and actually have contact with. So they have a lot to say. And, you know, I have a lot of things that I can say back. I like to address the girls.
Milan, but Milan, I have to stop you on that. I beg to differ on that one, Milan.
Why, me?
Yeah, I beg to differ on that. You said you're the closest thing to a celebrity that these girls have, and I would have.
Who's the closest thing to who's more of a celebrity than me? Who?
I would definitely have to beg to differ on that, Milan.
Who you go beg to differ for, Kelly? Who you rooting for? You?
Milan, baby. I'm like toilet paper, baby. Everybody has to have it, Milan. So I beg to differ.
Who are you rooting for, Nick? Like, I want to know who you root for. Like, a celebrity, a real celebrity is on real TV, real television, on national television, doing things where people of relevancy want to know about, not just the ballroom community. Like,
Milan, anybody can be on.
You're definitely a celebrity in the ballroom community, but not.
Milan, I'm a bigger celebrity outside of the ballroom community. Milan, please, Milan, don't. We're not gonna go in here and comparing resumes and Wikipedias and Google and all of that stuff. We're not gonna do all of that. Okay, we're not gonna do that tonight here, Milan. Okay.
I'm just fucking with you. You do your thing, Kelly. It's no shade. You do. I mean, it's no shade. It's no tea.
I love you too, boo. Oh, not you, Milan. I was talking to somebody that sent me a message just listening to the chat.
Hey, Milan.
Hey, what's up? Who's that? Who's that?
That's Michi.
Hey, Michi. Hey, bro. What's going on?
I can't with y'all girls. I'm not with y'all girls. And all of these messages, I'm really not. I cannot with y'all. I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not going to do this. We're not going to make a show about Milan.
No. You tell the girls when they can look like me, when they can dress like me, when they have more money than me, when they're on TMZ, when they got a motherfucking song being played on the radio, when they got a motherfucking music video, when they've been on television on all different type of shows, all music videos, hanging up. When they can do anything, 10% of what I've done and what I'm doing, then come holler at me. None of these bitches have a motherfucking decimal point for anything close to what I'm doing, but Laomi. That's it. But Laomi. So the rest of you bitches can kick rocks, and I mean that. So, bitch, I have nothing else to say or nothing else to prove. Like prove what? To some bricks, some knots, some bitches who ain't doing shit? Come on. Like, girl, who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck about nothing these bitches are saying. Nothing. Nobody.
Well, baby, these girls...
They've been hitting up people on Twitter, TMZ, all of this shit these little late-ass queens have been doing, and they are not even getting responses. Nobody gives a fuck about you girls. Nobody. Keep it moving. Talk about Beyonce and Rihanna. That's the only thing y'all can talk about, okay?
I love it.
Baby, this y'all girls are keep.
What happened in Pittsburgh? Did you guys talk about Pittsburgh? Anybody?
No, we didn't talk about Pittsburgh. It's just so many messages. Mistake, I just can't. I can't with all of these messages that's coming through my inbox. Mistake, can y'all pick up the phone? I know y'all got y'all fake voices, Mistake. And all of y'all things that y'all got going on, baby.
Why do you have to talk? Why do you have to communicate in a fake voice? If you are a bad-ass bitch, if what you say is true, if what you say is factual, if you know what you're talking about, press 1 and say, this is such and such, and say who the fuck you are. I'm not going to sit up and be arguing and going back and forth or talking to a bitch that don't even have enough respect for themselves to come with them as themselves.
Hold on. 917-863, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was one of the 6 viewers that watched that corny fucking whack-ass video. That's your garbage.
and he wasn't going to put no money.
You know what I mean? You know, like, you had some not coming on talking about, like, girl, go have a seat.
You ain't got no money. The
video was Girl, charming. Go have a seat, Murray. Murray, listen, Murray. Go have a seat, okay? This is not it. This is not it. Go have a seat, ma'am, listen. Go have a seat.
Well, all the people that's pressing one, their numbers are definitely coming up. They're not calling private. Their numbers are definitely coming out.
Right. Turn it out. They're pressing one. What does that mean?
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 202-450. You're live on the air. I think this is Bishop.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mama, man? I don't have nothing negative to say about you, man. I just want to ask you, what do you think about the this situation with Kevin Turry? I think Kevin Turry, yeah. What do you think about this situation with this man that's in the music gang that sings gospel? What are
you
your
mean
thoughts?
As far as him being, what do you mean? What do you mean?
The video about him getting caught sucking dick.
Yeah. As far as him, that's what I was saying. As far as him being gay or, you know, being caught doing what he was doing, I mean, that's just one thing that I don't understand about, you know, religious folk and especially something as far as this guy being caught sucking dick. It's kind of like people's sexual orientation kind of dictates if they are more holy or if that kind of defines their spirituality because they might be gay or they might be doing certain things. I don't think because he was caught sucking dick that makes him less of a gospel singer or less of a person. I still think his relationship or his personal relationship with God and what the message that he sends as far as the message that he sends with his music is still ordained, is still musically inclined, and I don't think his sexual, anything that he does on his personal time is, you know, reflects anything other than that. You know what I'm saying? And it's always some messy-ass fag. He probably was sucking some nigga dick who he thought was going to be his man or, you know, whatever.
Let me ask you one more question. Compare it to that situation. Now, we know that you have been in certain videos. You've been in videos. When your record and your album goes up, would you see things to come in, same things to come into pass with the things that you have done?
I know for a fact all of those things are going to come out. All of those things are going to come out. I haven't did any videos. That's not me in that video.
How are you going to react to it?
But I do have pictures. But it's no reaction needed because it's nothing for me to prove. I've took the pictures myself. I sent those pictures out to niggas. I sent those pictures out myself because I felt like doing it. Like, I'm not ashamed of who I am. Like, if those pictures come out, more than likely, when these bitches are sending these pictures and these videos out, instead of it affecting my career, it's actually going to boost my career because I'm sitting in all my pictures. So they're going to want to know, who is this motherfucker sitting with all that ass and all those tattoos in the motherfucking pictures? I want to know who it is. So, bitch, please, all you queens that got the pictures and the videos, please send them out. Please. I beg you.
You know what, Milan? I thank you for giving me that answer. That was a very positive answer. I mean, you got good aspirations, and I can do nothing but, you know, in the past I've said things about you, but I can do nothing about saying anything about you if you're doing your things and you got a dream. You know, if anybody got a dream, you know, yeah, I mean, why have a dream stopper, you know, stop their dream. So,
yeah,
I mean, other than that, man, yeah.
Thank you, Bishop,
thank
for
you
definitely
for
calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Here we go. Hey, private caller. Hey, girl. What's the tea? What's up? What do you got to say? What's going on, private caller? Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Who is this, Tamika? What's up? Hey, what's up?
These girls come on with these silly-ass voices, girl. Matter of fact, you should just hang up, girl, because I'm not even going to listen to nothing you got to say, girl. Say this.
Okay, girl, that's what's up, yeah.
Milan, she said she was saying something positive.
I doubt very seriously she would call on a private call and change her voice to say something positive. Who does that? Like, if you have something positive to say, you don't go through all of that to say something positive. Come on, be serious.
She probably didn't want her number. She probably want her number called out, Milan. You have to give them a chance to talk.
Okay, I'm gonna let her talk. Go, girl.
I actually liked the video. The video was really, really nice. I don't have a problem with you whatsoever or whatever. I'm wondering why they picked with you so much, but did you and Raven get infections from getting pumped in the ass in Chicago?
See what I mean? Girl, have a nice day, caller. Okay. Have a nice day, girl.
I don't have a problem with your video, but you did.
Girl, I knew it was coming. These girls are hilarious.
Baby, I can't with you girls. Hold on. 743-61, you're live on the air. 704-316, you're live on the air. 361, you're live on the air.
South Carolina.
North Carolina,
my bad. Hello?
Okay, I guess not. Oh, my God. Y'all girls, bitch. Oh, my God. Tonight, bitch.
That was a smart move with the sexual orientation part on the interview as well. Wait.
Hold on, Rodney. Wait. No, you can't say that because, remember, I wasn't on TMZ. That was a lie. Remember, I'm lying. Girl, you didn't see that. That wasn't me. Remember? That's what the girl said. It wasn't me. I wasn't even on there for 1 second. When actually the show was 30 minutes and I had fucking 18 minutes of the show. So it's kind of like, how are you going to, they're like, anyway. But no, that wasn't me, Rodney. Remember, that wasn't me. You can't give me any compliments about my TMZ interview because I wasn't on the show. That's what the girls are saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we saw you. True.
Okay,
true.
Thank you.
Miss. Oh, bitch, what I tell you, this month of, did they call back in here, or did I hit it? Hold
thank
on.
Thank you, Rodney, don't know, but it was kind of scary for me to actually sit on there and even talk about that, because I really don't know how people are going to react to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of doors that will close from being gay.
Grow up really, you know, really big or whatever, and then that's when, like you said, the pictures and the discovery of you being... you know, having sex with men and all that type of stuff comes out. It was best to hear it from you to say it to the interview,
exactly.
As opposed to, you know, waiting for that.
Right.
704-361. You're live on the air. 704-361. You're live on the air.
361.
Okay. Yeah, they going, child. I ain't got time. Maybe.
Along, but it was IM to me, so.
Hey. Who is this, Marcus?
It's Marcus from North Carolina. Hey.
Oh, hi, Marcus. What's up?
This.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. Well, some people have a question about when did your sponsorship at Rags to Riches for Sex Siren?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever agree to sponsor in the category, or was that...
That's true. I did agree to give Marco some money for Rags to Riches, but I paid it.
You know what? You a bad bitch. You admitted to it. All right, but that's what called IMer. You have your answer. You paid it.
Yeah, I told Marco I was going to come to his ball and I was going to, you know, spice up the category. And I was like really feeding into, you know, the whole hype of going to Chicago again and all that. But I end up just not like it's not. Balls are just not the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be a time where I really enjoyed balls. And even, like, balls used to be fun. Like, they're just not the same anymore. So I just paid it. Like, it wasn't even – like, I didn't even go to Atlanta this year. I have been out since 1996. And for almost that 16 years, I have been to Atlanta every gay pride for 16 years. This is the first time I didn't even go to Atlanta. Like, it's just not the same. It's not.
Oh, my, hold on. They calling back in. 704-361, you're live on the air. 704.
They must have really told you something that was really messy that you want them to say, because, bitch, they keep calling. You keep putting them back on, and they keep not calling.
Because they keep pressing one. They ain't tell me anything. I'm not even reading none of these messages.
Tell me what they said, girl.
I'm not even reading these messages that's coming through, baby, okay? baby.
704 number, girl. You keep like, yeah, you're adamant about this 704 number. What's the tea,
they keep,
mama?
They keep pressing 1-347-889. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly Marcus? Everybody.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, bro? Milan, you really believe that statement that you're the biggest thing to a star that we have in ballroom?
You know, honestly, right now, when it comes to, like, relevancy and a person who is building their name on their own and not kind of, like, building their name because they're socializing with a celebrity or, you know, like, any of those type of things, I think really, honestly, being brought up in the ballroom scene and where I am now, I would honestly have to say, yes, I'm the closest thing to what a real mainstream celebrity is in the ballroom scene. And it's, you know, it's no shade. I think Andre had his time where he could have possibly been there and could have been that, but he didn't focus on that. Like, he focused more on the ballroom scene instead of focusing on becoming a celebrity himself. I think Andre was a very close thing to that. And then we had Tracy Africa, who, of course, was a mainstream model and things like that. But those weren't, she wasn't looking for celebrity. She was just looking to work in the mainstream. What I do every day and what I do when I wake up is to become a celebrity.
Sakina, it's like it's gonna be like beating a dead horse, Sakina, baby. You're never going to get no place, baby. Because we could sit here, we could go, we could tell Milan, we have myself, we have motherfucking Trace that's doing primetime TV, we have Carmen Carrera Mizrahi that's about to be in Victoria's Secret fashion show. It's so many girls. You know, but
is not an active ballroom participant. Now, Kelly, I'm not – what I do want you to understand and what I want you – I don't want you to misconstrue my words because that's what it sounds like this is about to go. I never said that there wasn't anybody else that was doing stuff within the mainstream. I never said that. It's plenty of more people. You name it, those people. But it's Amaya. It's plenty – I don't even have to go down the line. It's plenty of other people who work in the entertainment industry. What I'm telling you and what I'm saying is, as far as my brand, as far as me as a person, with just the Milan Christopher name alone, as far as celebrity status, it would be the closest thing to celebrity status. There is nobody else in the ballroom that's being talked about on these different mainstream levels. It is nobody. Listen, There is nobody else that's being talked about on mainstream levels. There is nobody else that's doing the things that I do, period. Like, come on.
Milan,
be real with yourself before you can get on this phone and try to be real with me.
I'm always real with myself. That's first off. I'm trying to ask
you
a very
valid
question.
I wasn't talking to you, ma'am. I was talking to Kelly. Can I talk? Yeah, but I want you to be clear that I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Kelly.
Okay, but you're still talking while I'm talking to you. Is that like shade to say you're not paying me any mind?
No. You said you were being defensive of what I was saying, but I was talking to Kelly. Yeah, what's your question? I'm sorry. You have my undivided attention. What's your question?
Honestly speaking, when you said that, everyone else that's their household name and whatever, often and being a celebrity, they are associated with some other type of well-grounded celebrity. So the Barry Gordy thing, did the girls make that up or did you present that to the table?
I'm sorry, what was the Barry Gordy thing? Did the girls make that up or did I sweep it under the table? Was that your question?
Who brought that in, you know, who associated Barry Gordy with you? Is that a rumor?
Nobody made that up. Nobody made that up. I mean, it's not even like, my uncle is married to Barry Gordy's daughter, period. Like, it's nothing else to talk about. It's not anything made up.
He's affiliated by paper.
I'm affiliated by paper. Like, they're my in-laws. It's legal. They're my in-laws. So
he's affiliated by paper. There's no blood. There's no blood between his blood and Barry Gordy blood. He's affiliated by paper.
That's true. Absolutely.
It's still an affiliation, though. He's the only one that's not affiliated with anybody that's famous.
What are you saying, ballroom?
I said in ballroom. I don't know who this is, but I said in ballroom. I think we should all listen to each other and kind of come into these conversations with an open mind
Like, we need to comprehend what's being said, you know? That's
how I
feel
about it. I think you need to stop trying to belittle people. That's what I think. And you need to get over yourself.
I'm not belittling people. What I don't understand is ignorance. Like, people get on this phone and have so much to say about me, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So it's kind of irrational for me. It's kind of irrational for somebody to get on the phone and don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but they're asking me questions about stuff as if they know what their statement. I do live in La La Land. I live in L.A., duh. La La Land, L.A., what's T?
See how you connect with that, and that really makes sense.
Yeah,
to
ma'am, because you come on the phone, and you don't know what you're talking about. Don't ask me questions about stuff you don't know what you're talking about. That's ignorant. It's like me coming to a priest, telling a priest about the Bible, and I didn't even read the Bible. It's ignorant. Don't do it. Girl, have a nice day. Next caller. Like, come on, ma'am.
Your
Cricket phone is going in and out. I don't even understand what you're saying. That's number one. So we probably really need to get somebody else on the phone because I don't even hear it.
I hope you wake up one day and you can just come down to earth with the rest of us.
You need to go to the corner of your apartment where you get signal, and you need to take one spot because I don't hear you.
That shit sounds like vomit. That shit sounds horrible. And I don't even read the girls, but you.
All right, girl, listen, that's great. Your opinion really matters. It really matters. Like, everything you're saying really means something. It means something. Everything you're saying means something. I really care. I really care about what you're saying right now. I really do. Like, it's affecting me in so many different ways. It's affecting me in so many different ways right now. Like, I'm gagging. Like, oh, my God, are you serious? I feel so bad. Oh, my God. Like, you really matter to me right now.
You really
matter. Like, I'm listening to you. I'm sitting here with a pen and paper. Like, I came on Kelly's show with a pen and paper to write down everything y'all call in and say so I can change because I really care what you guys are saying. That's what I did. I got my pen and paper right here. What were you saying?
Hold on. We have another call.
Thank you.
Sakita, I'm going to put you back on hold. We have two more callers. The next caller we have is 973-573. You're live on the air.
Can you
973-573. Okay. You're gone. The next caller we have is 980-248. You're live on the air.
What's up, Milan?
How you doing? I can't hear you. Hold on. That might be my phone. Hey, what's up?
What have you done to make the ballroom so upset with you?
I don't think really. Honestly, you have to realize where you're at. There are tons. I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds of people in the ballroom scene that praises me and comes on my page every day and talk positive and say positive things and tell me that I'm their inspiration and et cetera, et cetera. But we are on, and this is no offense to Kelly, and I don't want Kelly to take this the wrong way because I don't want to go back and forth with Kelly, but we are on a platform and a show that where, you know, this is what this show is about. You call in, you talk gossip, you talk about negative things. Sometimes Kelly talks about positive things as well. Let me throw that out there. But majority of the things that's on this show is to basically have controversy, to have topics of conversation. So to say that the entire ballroom scene or the whole ballroom scene is so upset, that's irrational. That's not true. I mean, because literally if I was so a detriment or people were so upset to me, I wouldn't even be able to walk balls. I mean, every time, the last six balls that I've walked, I've won, and they've all been over $1,000 or more. So to say that is just not true. It's just that when you're listening to certain shows and you're in certain groups, those are the things that are talked about because those are the type of people that are in these groups. These are controversial groups where topics and things of that nature is being discussed in a negative manner in order to spark conversation. So,
to sum it up, Milan is a controversy in himself. To basically sum it up, call off. Milan has done everything that Milan is getting now, Milan has done when he had his two little shows that he had running. So now it's coming back to him.
That's why I know what the groups are about. You're absolutely right. Like, I used to do the same exact things. You have to do those things in order for people to be engaged. One of the psychological things, and you guys can Google this, people will remember, even if it has something positive, and this is what we did with our other show. We would always talk about something negative because people are engaged in the negative, because your brain, in order to protect itself, automatically remembers negative things or bad things so it won't encounter those things again. So when you have a topic of the show about something negative, people will want to call in, but at the end of the day, the moral of the show is going to be something positive to actually teach them something. And I think even with this topic with Kelly and me actually coming on this show, whether, you know, initially it was a read, or those type of things, with me coming on the show and clarifying things, and also people being able to hear, you know, you don't give up on your dreams because of what somebody else says. If God placed something in your brain, if God placed something in your heart, you need to go after it. You don't need to listen to what nobody says, your family, your friends, because those people will keep you from your blessing. My relationship with God, God told me to move to L.A. I'm from Chicago. God told me to come here for a reason, and all the things that I'm doing is the reason. And my end result is going to be so positive on the entire, not only just the ballroom community, but on the whole entire gay community as a whole. So I don't really care about if my music is not that great or if my music video is not that great or she used to do this and I used to do that. You have to look at what I'm doing now. Those things in the past don't define me. My future is what defines me. So I don't care about all that shit. You know what I mean?
Point taken. So my thing is, like, okay, so when Laomi first started her rise to stardom or whatever, you know, everybody was, like, on this Laomi bandwagon or whatever the case it is. And it's been that case for most of the people in this scene who have done this or whatever. But with you, it's, like, total opposite.
That's not true. Right? I'm sorry. And I've been in the ballroom scene for a very long time. And I know Kelly and Rodney, who was both on this phone. When Laomi first started, they used to read Laomi. When Allura first started, they used to read Allura. When Pony first started voguing, they used to read Pony. Anything that comes into the community that is, I mean, and even Laomi can get on this phone and tell you that the girls will say this and say that and say this and say that. That's just what people do. When I am not a product of, you know, just voguing or just sex siren. When I first started voguing, I used to win and do my thing. And then when I didn't vogue as much, it became, okay, she can't vogue no more. Then I started walking sex siren. And it was a read, like, oh, my God, how is she going to walk sex siren? She used to vogue. Like, it was a read. It was a kiki. Like, she's going to gag. And look who gagged. I started walking sex siren. I started winning every time I walked. Then after that, when I said I'm going to start walking foot and eyewear or label categories, it was a read. Like, oh, girl, she going to craft this, or it's not going to be real, or it's going to be this, it's going to be that. It was a read. But then I started winning. The ballroom scene is based off of that morale. So the fact that somebody might say something negative or has a negative connotation behind it or in front of it don't mean anything to me, because I'm a winner, and I continue to win, and that's the point. Like, I feed off of that thing. I want people to talk about me. I want the controversy. I want people to talk, because that's what fuels me, and that's what keeps me relevant, because people are still talking. I'm still on this phone, and I haven't been in the ball in almost 5 months. So, you know, I hope that answers your question, caller.
Does it discourage you at all?
Oh, no. There's no discouragement, because this is the ballroom thing. Like, if you go on my actual Facebook wall, I'll show you encouragement. It's over 200 posts of just people that I don't even know, who I've never walked the ball for, who house I've never been in, who has never encountered me, that praise me, that live for me. It's people that send me messages in my inbox. It's people who email me. I get paid to go to clubs and host parties, free bottles, celebrities asking me to do stuff with them. Like, that's where my praise comes from, because I know the fruit of my labor. I see it. So
the ballroom scene is something totally different. Because, and not even the ballroom scene, because I hate putting the whole ballroom, because the whole ballroom ain't like this. The particular groups and places where you're kind of engaging yourself with are about this type of thing. There's other groups and there's other people and there's other ballroom interests that give me nothing but lies all the time. So you just are engaged in the wrong atmosphere when it comes to me. And you also have to remember, when you're in Blog Talk Radio, that room, initially, me and Kelly used to be rivals. So a lot of the originals that are in that group are still in that mode of Milan is the bad guy. So they feed off of that because that's what it was. Me and Kelly used to slay each other. And the people in my group, if I still had a group, would still be against Kelly. Like, it was like a, you know, a Milan versus Kelly thing. So you still have to remember these things. You can't be up to date with this scenario or the topic about Milan Christopher in these groups if you don't know the history of the group and who's saying what and why. So don't ever take that with you, like, oh, Milan is a bad guy because of what's being said in these certain groups or on this radio show. Because this does not define the ballroom. This is only a small portion of the ballroom. Okay?
Okay, I don't have any questions.
All right. Kelly?
Hello. Oh, I'm here. I was sitting here. Somebody sent me this clip. I was looking at this clip. We got a couple of callers. So you're openly bisexual? I thought she was homosexual.
Well, first of all, let me explain.
When the last time you've been with a woman?
Let me explain bisexuality and the reason why, you know, being bisexual, because I definitely won't go into that on this show because this is taped. But being bisexual is better because if I'm bisexual, I can make songs as a guy and sing about women. And if I'm gay, I can make songs about – if I'm bisexual, I can also make songs for the gays. So being bisexual gives me a broader audience than just the gay audience. So I'm bisexual, okay?
You're bisexual? When the last time you had a piece of pussy?
If you can read between the lines, I'm bisexual, okay? That's what I am for now.
She's being facetious.
Yeah. private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, I want to send a shout-out to the House of Fella. And then I want to send a shout-out to Mama Jones. I wonder why she ain't called in here tonight. And
she was on earlier.
She's the first caller.
What'd you say, baby?
She was the first caller. She called in.
Damn, I'm busy. Yeah, I had to doze off and woke up and called in. But don't forget to call me, Rodney. I want to have phone sex with you tonight, baby.
I got you.
Now, Malora, you were saying something about this show being controversy and gossip and all this shit. That's all TMZ is. They do the same shit. It ain't nothing but mess.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, TMZ definitely is a very controversial show. But
ain't nothing but mess,
also,
and everybody, that's what makes Kelly.
I'm sorry, ma'am, grandma. That's what actually makes Kelly's show one of the longest-running shows Brady Ballroom has ever had because of the controversy. Controversy is not necessarily a bad thing, so.
No, it's not. Hold on, grandma. It's not the controversy that makes the show the longest-running show, Milan. I just know how to intrigue an audience and keep them captivated and keep pulling them in. All you other girls that came and tried to do what I did, y'all couldn't do it. Y'all just couldn't do it. Y'all couldn't deal with all the backlash that came behind, you know, trying to be controversial like myself.
Kelly from
yes.
My own mouth, I told you in ballroom throwbacks when Caesar called us on three-way. I told you need your own show. You are very interesting. It's no shade. And I'm not talking about no ballroom show. I'm talking about your own show, like a reality TV show. Bitch, you would make coins. Even you think those prices, that little ignorant shit or crazy shit that you be doing. Listen, ma'am, I'm trying to give somebody some guidance, and I can't really deal with you in the background, ma'am. I think you should just
should just be quiet for 1 second. Kelly, can you mute her? Can you mute her for a second? Just, you can mute her, and then she can get right back on, because I wanted to tell you something.
Hey, hold on, Malala. Let her finish. She ain't going to be here that long. Go ahead, Grandma.
I don't want to lose my point. Girl, you're not going to get a word in. I'm just letting you know. Kelly, my thing is with you, like, I really feel like you need to engage. I feel like you need to engage more into yourself and not really into the ballroom scene and this type of stuff, because you have so much to offer. Are you done, girl? Because I really am not paying you no attention. Are you done? Because you're just popping. Girl, listen. You need to shut up. Because I don't care. When it's something negative from an anonymous caller, I don't have the time to listen to you. You're not important. And I'm not even going to let you talk, because you're so unimportant that you don't matter, that I won't even give you the respect. But you need to just shut up. Like, you don't matter. You don't matter. You're a fake anonymous phone caller. Like, you make no sense. You are a Kiki. You're on the show as a Kiki, girl. You're nobody. Nobody even knows who you are. You're a Kiki. You are a Kiki, girl. You're on the show as a Kiki. Mute her now, Kelly. Is she done?
No, Kelly.
Are you done, girl? Can she be muted?
And I don't know why you're
trying
to be
done, girl. You're still talking. Every time you talk, I'm gonna talk when you talk. Until your voice cracks. Your fake voice is cracking, ma'am. Your voice is cracking, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Kelly, here's my thing to you really fast.
Oh, yeah, if y'all want to continue to listen to the show for the next 15 minutes, please call in right now, 347-215-6820. We only going to be on for about another 15 minutes. I have things that I have to do in them. Well, y'all all already know, Mistake Girl. Y'all put all my business out there anyway. I got caught in the morning. We got
to
hurry up.
Let me say this to you, because this is where I want you to hear this. Because you're out of jail, and you're back out, and you're right, they can't keep a bad bitch down, like you said. But what I want you to do is, for me and for yourself, because I can see the passion in what you do, you really need to figure out another avenue to propel yourself in the direction you need to be going in. And this ballroom scene is not going to get you there. You need to figure out how you can engage celebrities, or how you can engage topics and things that actually matter to the real world, so you can be, you are hilarious. You are really funny. You are engaging. You are intriguing. You do have talent. You do keep the audience there. But this ballroom is not going to get you no motherfucking money in your pocket. They're going to take away from you. They're leeches. They're users. And they do not support. You need to get you your own motherfucking thing going and figure out like a TV show or something where it's all about Kelly and what Kelly thinks or something. Because this ballroom don't mean nothing to nobody but unless they're in the ballroom. Nobody cares. You want to be a mainstream. You can be, because you have deep talent more than a lot of other people. You need to engage that. This is not going to get it. No shade. It's not.
We have two more callers. Thank you, Milan. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm finding yourself, love.
I'm good. I just want to thank you for having Balan on the show. It's so nice hearing his voice again.
Thank you.
And, because, you know, it was the cure to my insomnia. Now I can go to sleep.
You were sleeping before I got on the phone.
You girls, I can't with you girls. Okay, hold on. Oh my God, the next caller is 267-693. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, love. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was so excited when I saw you on Ballroom Throwback when you got out of jail. Your show is very entertaining. I just love you.
Thank you very much, love.
You're welcome. Have a nice night.
You too. The next caller we have is 443-348. You're live on the air.
Baltimore.
Kelly.
Yes, Naima.
I just wanted to say good morning to everyone on the line. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Malone.
Hey, Naima, baby. What's up?
Nothing much. Before Rodney had told you, I was calling you to tell you, Kelly, that, you know, tell the girl they better call in because she was great going into record mode, but, you know.
Oh, well, we wasn't even supposed to be going into record mode, but, honey, people are still pressing one, honey. I have to get up at 7:30 in the morning, honey.
I wanted to know who, can we play the guessing game on who you was talking about early when you was giving a shout-out to the child with the sexy lips?
You can play the guessing game. Go ahead.
No, we want you to tell us.
Oh, I will never tell you that. I know he's not on the phone right now. I know he's not on the phone anymore. He probably not fell asleep because he's not texting my phone anymore. But we definitely won't play the guessing game. With that whole thing is out of the limelight, honey. Me and whoever I'm dealing with will never be a limelight situation anymore. I learned from experience.
Right. So, Naima, I saw you on the aftermath. Were you actually inside the ball?
Yes, I was inside the ball.
Okay, all right. Well, I forgot. Everything that's ebony, you make it mandatory for yourself so you can stay in the house. I got you. But, yeah, you look good. You look good. I must say that. You did look nice.
Don't try it, Rodney. Did I make it mandatory? No, I do not. I just happened to be out. It was in my city. I happened to be out. I'll be out this weekend just in case, you know, the girls want to slap the shit out of me or whatever, you know. I'll be out this weekend, this Saturday.
What do you want to slap you for? We're not going to touch that. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So, you know.
I have something I want to say to Milan. Everybody keeps talking about anonymous callers.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Dick Johnson. This is about anonymous callers or whatever the case it is. Be it in the entertainment industry or whatever the case it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, or whomever else, Lady Gaga, whomever else be out there or whatever. You don't know all your fans. You don't know all your haters. You don't know them by name. So actually, nobody is anonymous. It's just a caller, and there's a certain way.
Was that a question or was that a statement? Was that a question or was that a statement?
It was a statement. It was just a statement.
Oh, okay. Well, let me address your statement. First of all, you're absolutely right with your statement. Yeah, you don't know which anonymous person is, whether they're a fan or a hater, and that's pretty true. But in reality, I won't be addressing anybody that's anonymous, whether they're a fan or a hater, because I won't be addressing those type of conversations or topics regardless. It wouldn't happen. But seeing as though that I'm on a phone call and we have anonymous people calling and I know what type of show this is because I have common sense, I know once an anonymous person calls in, whether they're starting it off with a kiki or a pleasant talk or a compliment, it's more than likely going to be shade by the end of their sentence, okay? And everything that you saw tonight was a prime example of that. So I've been doing this long enough. I've had my own radio show more than once. I've been on this show more than once, so I know how this goes. So, you know, I do appreciate what you're saying, but based off my own personal experience, I handle my own personal business the way I handle it because it's my own personal business, okay? Thanks.
Chill.
Kelly, are we going to talk about the Lord's Spirit topic?
Oh, yeah. Well, now we have Naima on the phone. We could definitely talk about it.
Oh, no. Then you say you got to get up off the phone in a couple minutes, honey.
What'd you say? We could talk about it. We could definitely talk about it, Marcus. Go ahead, start it up. I definitely have both of my iPhone alarms set. My sister's definitely gonna call me, and everybody that signed for my bond is gonna be calling me in the morning to wake me up. So we could definitely talk about it. So let's go.
Keep you up all night, girl.
I want to give a shout out to Laura Spears for voting for me. She said six categories, so hopefully it works out. Thank you, Laura.
So Naima, why would you and your brother read it like that, Naima?
Going to that, I'm gonna get off the phone because you guys are going to talk on topics and you know that's great. But I'm gonna get off the phone. And you guys have a nice, blessed, pleasant Monday and have fun at Vogue Night. Love you guys.
Yes, everybody have fun at Vogue Night. Let's go to Vogue Night, honey. Enjoy your night at Vogue Night.
All right,
Mama. Definitely calling in.
That's not the part, but this is my question. Why has it become so faux pas to ask how someone passed? Because old people do it all the time. You know, think about it. When you see your mom on the phone and they hear somebody died, the first question they ask is how they died. So why is
That is true. They will ask.
They always ask that in your regular family. But I guess now, because and I've seen it so affixuated with it being someone sick or being anything of that nature, that's the first thing that they automatically going to associate with someone.
But even if they are sick, I don't understand the point in that, you know, if you put yourself into the limelight and you want to be an icon, a legend, a star, a statement or whatever the case is, you want people to praise that and know about you for that or whatever, and you put your life out there or whatever, why can't they know your total life? Just like a Wikipedia page, they say what you died of.
I think
somebody make me a Wikipedia page since everybody's making one.
Kelly. No, I think it's so bad. I think we're actually putting more deaths on HIV and AIDS than they really are.
Right.
Because like the young man who actually passed, he got stabbed, so he died because of violence. But we're killing him off like he had AIDS or something. And the boy got stabbed in a club, had surgery, and passed. Why shouldn't we know about that?
Well, I don't think it's really anybody's business how the child died. It's just the child passed away, then rest in peace, and move the fuck on. It really isn't anybody's business but his own family's or whoever was in the altercation. What happened to that child? Everybody else doesn't matter.
We only learn from our mistakes when things happen, because honestly, we need to hear about stuff like that. It was an altercation. He went to go break up a fight, and then all of a sudden he got stabbed, and he was an innocent person. We need to be conscious of that when that happens to us, because it could be us.
You should be conscious of that anyway, regardless. I mean, because no matter if you're going to a corner store.
Think it would be you, Naima. It's no shade. I didn't believe I could ever get robbed. Until I got robbed. You know what I'm saying? Until the gun was put in my face and I gagged. I would never think that. So you always think you are invincible from that. I know I'm cautious. I know, you know, especially I got robbed in a cab of all places. How you get robbed in a cab?
Oh, wow.
Right. So,
well, I mean, at it like this. I mean, anybody, anything can happen to anybody at any time, at anywhere. That's how I look at life. That's how I perceive life. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody in my eyes that exempt from anything happening to them, whether you shot, maimed, stabbed, slapped the shit out of, whatever. Anything can happen to anybody.
You threw that in there?
No, I'm just saying because, you know, I was threatening, you know, that the girl said it was going to slap me.
You're right, Naima. Anything can happen to anybody. They can turn it back into me if they don't take hormones. You stopped taking about 8 years ago, didn't you say it?
Excuse me? Excuse me, you said that I stopped taking them 8 years ago. Excuse me?
Didn't you say you hadn't took a hormone in 5 or 8 years or something like that? You can turn it back into a man, right?
Girl, out of Dre. You need to stay out of Dre and get a real job, okay?
You know what, bitch? You old motherfucking Hebrew ass slave looking bitch.
I tell you what, you know what?
Bitch,
see,
you
I
don't ever want it,
see,
bitch.
You
motherfucking, you a gump. You a motherfucking gump. You don't have nothing wrong with your motherfucking self. You
go
around motherfucking looking like a motherfucking man, bitch, with a two piece motherfucking toupee on, just motherfucking longer than motherfucking normal. You're not motherfucking cute. You don't look anything like
a
motherfucking girl, bitch. You don't even deserve to wear nothing but a Payless shoe, bitch.
I got
a bitch.
Hold on 1 second.
You two motherfucking bitches. Girl, it's a battle, bitch. Girl, Mark said he wasn't calling in, but I guess Dick Johnson took my place, honey.
No, ain't nobody worried about Miss Dick, honey. I got something that's about to shake the room. Let me give you the screenshot, Kelly, real quick. Hold on, let me go to it.
Oh, bitch, it's
okay.
Bull. It's Shane in the room, honey. Let's shake the room, buddy.
You can never screenshot a motherfucker thing about me because what I do is my personal motherfucking business, and I'm an open motherfucking book. I've never been ashamed about a motherfucking thing I did. What you should be ashamed about, bitch, is putting on a wig and walking outside in the goddamn daytime scaring motherfucking kids, bitch.
That's probably why you stay inside those hotels and wear your wig.
Bitch, you
right?
Are a motherfucking
okay.
Cross-dresser, bitch. Any bitch that won't don't take a motherfucking harm on, bitch, you're not allergic to them. You are a motherfucking cross-dresser. I'm not on the motherfucking air right now permanently, bitch, but I can say it
girl,
right now. You are
Why do you even have her non-factoring ass?
You're nothing but what they call a common lip singer, bitch.
Anyway,
that's all you are.
Girl,
you're
are
a lip singer. You're a lip singer.
I don't give a
wipe
shit.
That lipstick off so we can see the nigga behind it. Wipe that lipstick off so we can see the nigga behind it.
Girl, please. You won't even come out your own thing unless
you're
going to go travel to the
hotel. You're a dude. You're a dude. You're a dude. You're a dude.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Bitch.
Didn't y'all call in together?
Uh-uh.
No, they ain't on the same line together. Dick was just sitting there.
Right.
Okay, hold on. That's the first one. And where's the second one at? Work. Here we go. Okay, Kelly, I got a little screenshot. Get ready to come to you. Hold on. I got to break it, that one, and then move it up to this one.
How did we
even
get to this point? How did we get here?
All right. Now, Kelly, hold on.
Oh, girl.
Attach.
Bitch, you can work an iPhone, but you can't work a needle to put in your motherfucking ass to
see.
Help you look
camera,
like a motherfucking
camera roll.
Fish. You
okay,
a motherfucking dust ball, bitch.
Okay, here we go. All right, that's the first set. Hold on.
Oh, insane. Hold on.
That's the other half of it. And, okay, and here's the third one.
Bitch, I'm going to fuck you. Bitch, why are you sending me this man's ad? It's saying
yeah,
he got kids.
I've seen that already, bitch. Like, I mean,
oh,
what is that doing? And actually, bitch, I'm
more.
Softer than you. That's a motherfucking shame, bitch. You got on a wig and I'm softer than you. You are a motherfucking dude. You look like a WWF motherfucking wrestler, bitch.
You see it?
Miss Say,
yeah,
who is this in these pictures? Is that Dick in these pictures?
That's Miss Dick Johnson's ads. Verify her phone number.
I see what girl, you is a
it ain't and one thing for sure, two things for certain, bitch, it didn't go to you. I don't know where you got it from, but
those,
bitch, it definitely didn't go to you, bitch. I've done a lot of things in my life,
right,
but one thing I've never
those
done was bump mustaches,
honey.
Bitch.
I've never bumped mustaches.
I don't bump mustaches
girl.
Like that, bitch.
I haven't been an ass girl in the past
3 years. Take some motherfucking hair, bitch, and wipe it across the top of your motherfucking lip, you motherfucking girl-ass motherfucking bitch.
You
couldn't get a motherfucking job if you wanted to, bitch. You can't work in the public. You're not fit for the public, bitch. You're not fit for the motherfucking public, bitch. You're always going
to
be a ball-ball motherfucking joke because you're nothing more than a common motherfucking cross-dresser. You're a motherfucking man. You're a man in a motherfucking wig, and I wish you find the right color
thank
to match
you so
your
much,
motherfucking
girl.
Shadow, bitch.
Thanks for reaching
match
out,
your motherfucking
sir.
Shadow, bitch.
Thanks
try
for
stuff
reaching
like 27
out.
So
mm-hmm.
It can match your shadow, bitch. You still got a fucking
girl,
shadow.
I don't care, girl. Everyone knows me who knows I don't have a shadow. I don't have no crime.
Bitch, you do have a shadow, bitch. You do have a shadow. You got hair on your motherfucking ass crack, bitch.
Just
you're still
like
a man. You don't
just
take
like
hormones. You have all the clothes of a man. You have all the clothes of a
muscle of a man.
Existing.
You know what? I might find you sexy,
girl.
Bitch. Make a muscle
and
for
anyway,
me.
So, Kelly,
make a muscle for me. I might find you
number?
Sexy, bitch.
Did you verify
I might
the
find
phone
you sexy.
Kelly,
make a muscle
that,
for me, bitch.
Did I send you?
Flinch your boy packs. Let me find you
did
sexy,
you,
bitch. I might find you sexy.
That?
Let me see your boy pack.
No, I don't have any boy packs. I have $8,000 worth of titties. I don't have boy packs.
Oh, bitch,
right.
You couldn't afford $8,000.
Yeah,
how are you afford $8,000 worth of titties? You
and
can't
Kelly
afford a $30 bone shot. Just drop this motherfucking phone. I'm tired of playing with you, bitch. You a motherfucking bum-ass bitch.
Soft titties.
You a bum-ass bitch. You a plain-ass wearing motherfucking
Gabriel
Brothers shopping-ass bitch.
You are yesterday. Thank you.
You a TJ Maxx bitch.
You.
Shut the
and
fuck
I
up and stop talking
you.
To me, bitch. You're not a bum ass
you.
Bitch.
You monster.
Fuck out of here, bro.
You
I'm not even talking
black
to your ugly
lagoon.
Ass bitch.
I thank
you
one
of
so
the ugliest motherfuckers I've known since Kima, my bitch.
You
right up there with Kima.
You
bitch,
are
you are an ugly motherfucker, bitch. You
thank
are an ugly motherfucker.
And I thank you.
You're an
thank
ugly
you,
motherfucker,
honey.
Bitch.
Thank you for being
you're ugly.
Ugly
as fuck.
Because
you're ugly
you're
as fuck.
Even uglier
I can't even take it.
Even go
bitch, you're
ugly.
Ugly.
You're
bitch,
you're
ugly.
Pressed.
You're late.
You
you're late. You're late as fuck, bitch.
Steam press, bitch. Steam press, girl. Keep on going off, girl. You're a total key. Yes, go off. Buck
a
blood vessel.
Catch me tomorrow, bitch.
You
I got
here.
You. I have something for you. I have something for you. Tune in tomorrow.
You don't
have
anything
for
me,
Naima.
Bitch.
Lie.
You don't have anything for me, girl.
Trust me, I have something for
you,
sweetie. Trust me, I have something for you.
Trust you don't have anything
what
for me.
What I might have, if you get your address, bitch, I'll probably get a picture of a long shot and send it to your hard ass, bitch.
Is this some...
You're a motherfucking brick, bitch.
Is there some sexual tension going on here?
It ain't shit
probably,
sexual,
she
bitch.
She probably wants them dicks. She probably want to get fucked by these 10 and a half fully functional.
It would, you know what,
wants.
Though? You know what, Naima? It's
is
no shame, bitch.
Want,
you probably,
girl?
And you know what, Naima? It
what
would make
want,
me feel
girl.
Bad. It would make me feel bad because I would still be gay fucking a man, you bugle boy wearing
that's
bitch.
That's right, you would. I'm a fully functional man, and I thank you.
You bugle boy
and
wearing
I thank
bitch.
You. And I
you wear bugle
you.
Boys, bitch.
And
you're
I
not fit to wear no
motherfucking
dress, bitch. You don't look nothing like no
motherfucking
girl. Don't wear no shape, no how, bitch. It ain't working for you, bitch.
Let's
try calling the Wiz
together.
And see if he can help.
Dick,
call the Wiz and see if he can help, bitch. Maybe the Wiz can help you. Maybe the Wiz can help you, bitch.
All right. Well, maybe he can. But in the meantime, he hasn't helped you. So, he doesn't
give you can take put me back in mute, but I'm tired of talking to him.
Yeah, she sure can. Put you the fuck off the damn phone.
Oh my God! Why
so
I'm just gagging it.
Did you verify that number by Google, Kelly? Yeah.
Girl, I'm gagging at y'all. How did you get Dick Sarge's phone number?
Bitch, let me tell you something. There are girls that will give you anything when there's another bitch who can't stand somebody. And that was volunteered given to me. I didn't even ask for it by somebody else who don't use her. And they got very, oh, here you go, Miss Naima, girl. Get you some of this. Oh, and they gave me her real name, too. Hold on. Let me go back in my inbox for that tea.
Girl, this is just, oh, my God, this is outrageous. Rodney Marcus, what do y'all think about all of this?
No comment.
Marcus? What happened to Marcus?
I don't know. She said she must have clicked over something.
Baby, this is just a whole lot tonight. Let's say, honey. Maybe y'all two girls. Baby, what I know I got to tune in tomorrow night, Mistake, because tomorrow night's going to be some tea.
Oh, girl, let me tell you something. And I'm not even going to call in, honey, and identify her, honey. Miss Greg Johnson, nobody's calling in to identify her, honey. Nobody's going to give her that satisfaction. So she got her life tonight, and that was that. Like, come on, girl. You are a nobody. You came up on this show trying to be somebody.
Well, you going to gag Mistake if you find out your real name, Mistake, and call your name?
I wouldn't give a shit what she if she called my name, because, bitch, my motherfucking name is Universal, bitch. So it doesn't even matter. It could go for a man or a woman.
Mm-mm-mm.
So call it out, bitch. I'll post it inside the official ballroom and show you how unbothered I am.
I'm not posting his pictures. I'm not posting his pictures in the room, girl, Mistake. Chill. That's not my. That's not my fight to the girls to the the 19 people that.
The girls. I'll let the girls. Don't worry, honey. I'll post it in the official ballroom right now for the girls. Here y'all go. I'll screenshot it for y'all.
That's already screenshot. I sent it to Kelly. I'll post it inside the official ballroom for y'all. Get y'all a piece of it.
Girl, Mr. Girl, he gonna lay you out tomorrow, girl.
Let me go to my pick stitch and actually post them side by side. Hold on. Pick stitch.
Girl, you was giving, it's still girls on Blog Talk Radio that's still listening to the show, Miss Thang, and they is in here getting their life, Miss Thang, honey. They is keep cackling and everything in this room, bitch, okay?
She actually thought that she was calling me a man. Bitch, you calling me a man, you calling me a sir, and I'll take homos. Bitch, girl, this is 2013. Who the fuck you think is pressed by you calling them a man? So the fuck what? Bitch. Come to me with facts, girl. When the last time I had a shadow or Nestle Crunch on my face and all that other shit that she said I had? Like, girl, please, have several, bitch. I'm not, let me tell you something. I don't turn in no coins, so if it come to hoeing, bitch, I will hoe. It don't matter to me. But I ain't hoe in a long motherfucker time, bitch. I make another coin that's faster than hoeing, laying on my back. You's a grown man, and you traveling from motel to motel. Like, girl, please.
Mm-mm. So I always said I can't battle with more than one person at a time, Miss Day. Girl, are you battling with him and Mark at the same time, Miss Day? I couldn't battle with multiple girls. I had to pick my battles, Miss Day. You got a lot going on, sister.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to open up this pick stitch wider. Kelly, you know, see.
Baby, when I tell you, baby, when I tell you, baby, this girl, this room is gonna be on fire, Miss Thing Girl. I gotta turn my notifications off to this group because y'all girls is about to go in all night long. I have to turn my notification off to the group, honey, because I can't. Y'all girls is about to light this motherfucking room on fire, honey. So do you think that you and Mark could ever make up? Naima.
Oh, you asking me that?
Yes.
Probably not.
But y'all in the same house.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean, you know, that we have to, you know, coexist with each other. Let me tell you the issue, okay, you know. It's not even, I don't have no hatred towards Mark, but it's just that the problem I had with Mark is that every time he wants to come for somebody, he want to read somebody, she always talk about somebody sick, somebody this, or somebody that. And I found through time of seeing people and knowing people who have read like that, those people always end up dead.
Oh, hold on. I just got some tea that just came through my inbox, honey. They said to tell Jay Khan to turn himself in because the cops in Chicago is looking for him.
Oh, no.
He needs to go back to Chicago and just turn himself in because they're looking for him. Yes.
Kelly, do you know how to pick stick? Do I got to open? How you crop this down so I can get it all in the
Girl, I don't know how to crop pictures and everything. Girl, I just put them up. I just put them up. You can put multiple pictures up at a time in the group.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, All right. So let me go to the. Do I do it through the Facebook app or do it through my Safari browser?
Safari, honey. Baby, I'm posting this message up. Please, I don't want nobody to get mad at me. I don't want nobody to get mad at me for posting this message up. I'm just posting the message up. It was sent to me, and I'm just posting it in the group. I'm just being the messenger.
What message you posting, Kelly?
The message they just sent me about Jay Khan, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is you said Jake Khan?
Jay Khan, schoolboy realness with a twist.
Well, I don't know him.
You know him, girl. Baby, it's a lot going on, honey. I don't know, honey. Huh?
Will you be joining up in North Carolina this year, Naima?
You said North Carolina. Wait a minute, when is it again, North Carolina? Ain't it in next month?
February 8th.
Oh, February 8th. Oh yeah, more than likely, yeah, sure.
You guys make sure everybody tune in next Monday because we will actually have recaps for y'all next weekend because we'll be in attendance at some of the functions.
Next week Monday will not be the recap show. Will not be next week Monday. The recap show will be next week Tuesday. We all going to be switching dates next week. I'm going to be running the switchboard next week Monday. And Jack, along with Be The Generations and LA Alliance, will be hosting the show next week, Monday. The recap will be on Tuesday night. Yeah, because they doing something on Monday. They doing something at the Rumble, and then they coming on the show on Monday night afterwards.
Okay.
And happy birthday to Exotic Muglia.
Oh, happy birthday, Exotic, with your sexy motherfucking ass, honey. Baby. Happy birthday to Antoine, Mizrahi. Who else birthdays on here? Happy birthday to Tracy from Tallahassee, Florida. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy birthday, Sparkles Revlon. Who else is on here? I know. Let me see. Who else is on here that I know is their birthday?
Remember our trip to Houston last year?
You said what? What you said, Marcus? Marcus?
Okay. All right, Nick.
And happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans. Marcus, don't try your Marcus, okay?
Oh, say, remember our trip to Houston.
Okay, Marcus, don't try it, Marcus. Okay, yeah. Remember our trip to Houston?
Oh, he got disconnected. Hold on, Kelly.
Kelly, how you post multiple pictures like at the same time?
Is it his birthday, Marcus?
It's when you put the if you on your computer, you could just drag them to upload.
Keep hanging up, child. You've been disconnected.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait a minute. All right. So add a photo. Upload photos, videos. Okay, add sync photos. Oh, wait a minute.
When you add one photo, you could just drag multiple photos in at the same time, girl.
Okay.
Marcus is back on the phone.
He keep calling. I don't keep hanging up, so I don't know what's going on with him.
Maybe. Marcus, don't try me, Marcus. Okay.
Okay.
Baby,
right,
Marcus.
It, Callie. It's in there.
Okay, Marcus is trying it. Marcus is really trying my patience, honey.
Is his birthday today or something too, Kelly?
Yes, today is his birthday, and Marcus is trying it.
Oh, okay.
Honey, Marcus is trying it, honey. I got time for Marcus tonight, honey. AB. No, he's a Mizrahi.
Oh, okay.
I know it's his birthday, Marcus. You don't have to inbox me and tell me that, Marcus.
Who he say birthday?
Baby, none of you mine. Girl, you know you, girl.
Let me go get that aim now real quick, honey.
Girl, never you mind, girl, okay?
All right, so I did it, Callie. It showed me three of them, so three of them should have came up.
Girl, never you mind, honey. Hold on.
Huh?
Go ahead, you can talk. I'm making a phone call while we on the phone. Marcus is trying it. Honey.
When I keep pressing on send or merge, it hangs him up. So Naima, how did you get to this point? Where did all this frustration come from?
Well, you know, Dick, she was in my room you know, my group that I had or what have you. And I had posted a picture. No, I had posted a picture in the group. And she came, it was a picture of, I'll tell you what the picture of. It was a picture of this Chinese child, Chinese girl, painting the nails inside Christ's hands. And the caption over the picture had said, "I don't care who your father is, extra nails cost extra money." So it was a kid. Well, she came on the post. I didn't tag anybody or nothing like that in the picture or whatever like that. She came on the post, and she got very, "Oh, this is fierce. You're going to hell. All this camera noise. You're going to gag, blah, 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 and LaCroix." So then I got very, "Well, girl, who you talking to?" So other people would make a comments on the picture or whatever like that, and she wouldn't say anything. And then I came back, and then he came back on it. He said, "Some things you just should not play with." So then I paid, and I was like, all right, so I already knew who she was talking to. So then I had posted another, a little time had passed, and then I had posted another picture, but this picture was a kid. It was the cat that made the mean face, and the cat said, "If you're an idiot, if you believe everything inside the Bible is true," or something like that to that effect or whatever. I don't have the picture in front of me. All right. So then she saw the picture. She was like, "Okay, whatever, Naima, whatever." But it was a key, and I keyed about it because I tagged in the picture. I said, "Oh, this is just a key." I said, "Girl, lighten up." Well, anyway, the next day comes, which is Thursday. That's when I had my radio show. So it comes up, and she poses a picture. So she goes, now, mind you, keep in mind, Rodney, this picture that I had posted was in my group. She goes into the official ballroom, and she goes and puts up a picture of the devil and says, "Are you ready to go to hell tonight?" So then I says to her, "Well, girl, are you trying it on the picture?" And she got very, "Yes, bitch, because you tried me. I just want to know you ready to go to hell." I got very, "Bitch, don't try my life." I said, "Because I didn't try you in the other room. So you waited to be messy. You knew what you was doing by coming inside the social ballroom with a whole bunch of fake profiles and all these other fake bitches. And you want to, you know, get an audience because, you know, in my room, those girls are not going to give you the relevancy that you're looking for." So, you know, we went back and forth on the picture or whatever like that. Then, you know, so she decides to come onto my radio show and think that she's going to come for me and read me on my own platform. And then I read her and I muted her and then I hung her up on three different occasions on the show. And so then she goes back into the official ballroom and she got very, she's going to dedicate Tuesday night to me, to reading me and all this and any other and all this camera on and everything like that. But, you know, it wasn't until that following week. So that's where, you know, we was at, whatever. So Jasmine had asked her, you know, on Monday or whatever like that, you know, no, I'm lying. Jasmine didn't ask her. Jason asked her, "Well, what's the tea, you know, between, you know, you and Naima, whatever the case may be or what have you?" Because Jasmine wanted to know the tea or whatever like that. But, you know, Jasmine don't be getting into all of the mix and stuff like that. So she just wanted to know, but she wasn't pressing the issue. So Jason asked it. And so that's when he came on and he said whatever that he said. And I was reading her in the inbox to Kelly and to Jasmine, you know, about the, not to Kelly, I'm lying, to Jasmine or whatever like that. So, because I was like, I'm not going to get online, you know. So that's where we at. That's why she wants to come for me. She wants to read me, you know. But she wants to read anybody just so she can have some type of platform or be relevant in anything.
Okay. Well, y'all too much, honey. Everybody, I'm about to go to bed, honey. I have to get up. So can y'all say goodnight, honey?
Well, goodnight. I enjoyed being on here, keen on here, and everything like that, and I will definitely tune in tomorrow where the girls will call in and read me and bash me as usual. You know, I love it. And Kels, I'll call you probably later on today, honey, because I got some things, you know, we need to talk about.
Okay.
Good night to everybody, and I'll see you guys. So, Kelly, I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yes.
Well, we can talk about hers. We'll see you this weekend in Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida, and then to that other place with no advertisement, and then the Sunday. And, you know, so we got some things to talk about.
Yes, we definitely going to have a long weekend and a whole lot to talk about. Everybody definitely tune in tomorrow night when London and her cast will definitely be on for Trash Talk Tuesday. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night for the State of Emergency with the Icon CEO founder, Jasmine Couture, honey. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, honey, I am the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll be taking y'all away with all three commercials. Have a good night.
Get ready, Hollywood, Florida. Sierra Mizrahi presents An African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand prize, open to all tag team face for $1,000. Your Highness, tonight we want to see royalty, a history lesson in Egypt. Grand prize number two, Miss Universe, best gown presentation for $500. Mini grand number one, open to all teen realness for $250, Battle of the Dynasties. Mini grand number two, open to all tag team runway, $250, The Mummy. Grand prize number three, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, Soft and Cunt versus Dramatics for $250, plus a $10 pop. That's the African Affair Ball, presented by Sierra Mizrahi. November 15th. Location, Hollywood JC. 2930 Hollywood Boulevard. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS at 9. Admission, $30 all night. VIP tables, $100. Your MC, Greg Lavin. Your DJ, King Jubilee. For more information, contact Sierra Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page, November 15th, An African Affair. Dallas, Texas, get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex siren for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. The Carolina People's Choice Ball. Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for female figure runway. $500 mini grands include open to all best dress, female figure face, Butch Queen European versus All American runway, Butch Queen legendary performance,
and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advanced purchase only. Your commentators, Jack himself and Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.